America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. A top Marine general says U.S. intelligence agencies were simply wrong in suggesting that Iraqi forces would use chemical weapons against coalition forces. In a teleconference with reporters, Lieutenant General James Conway said it was too early to say if the U.S. was also wrong in charging Iraq had chemical and biological weapons at the time the invasion began 2 months ago. General Conway says he would not call it an intelligence failure, but says he is surprised that ground forces have not uncovered any chemical or biological weapons in some of the forward sites. And he says it's not for a lack of effort. Conway says troops have been through virtually every ammunition supply site between the Kuwaiti border and Baghdad, but that the banned weapons of mass destruction are simply not there. Palestinian Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas has reportedly promised Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon that the proposed ceasefire for Hamas is just the first step, that dismantlement and disarmament are also in the works. University of Maryland scholar Jerome Siegel says the policy of closing down the Islamic militant groups is a huge risk for the Palestinians.
Now the Palestinians are expected to do that in the context not of a Palestinian state, but a chance to negotiate for one with Ariel Sharon. So the expectations are very high on the Palestinians. I think it's going to be very difficult for them to deliver on this.
Siegel is not optimistic that the so-called roadmap to Middle East peace will succeed.
Men and women, do you remember when you were thin? You look great no matter what clothes you put on. Now that great-looking body you once had no longer has to be a memory. Introducing Fat Inferno. Fat Inferno is a new diet supplement that cuts carbohydrates and increases your metabolism, all in one tablet. Fat Inferno boosts your metabolism so you burn off more calories even while you rest. In clinical trials performed on the active ingredients in Fat Inferno, people lost 320% more weight. So if you love to eat and don't want to count calories, fat, or carbs anymore, or try Fat Inferno. And with Fat Inferno, you'll melt away up to 7 pounds of ugly fat in the first week and one dress or pant size every 2 weeks thereafter, guaranteed. So if you love to eat, now you'll love to lose. Call now for your risk-free trial. Fat Inferno is safe, clinically proven, and guaranteed to work. Call toll-free 1-800-482-6158. That's 1-800-482-6158. 1-800-482-6158.
15 people were arrested today in Pittsburgh when members of the Service Employees International Union blocked traffic on Center Avenue during a rally for lower health care costs. Service workers with the University of Pittsburgh say the terms of a proposed new contract would give them a raise of about 24 cents an hour while increasing the cost of a family health care package from $110 to $192. After the rally at Chatham Center, a group of protesters delivered thousands of signatures to the UPMC office demanding more affordable health care. Union members have been negotiating a new contract since late last year and operating on month-to-month extensions. Police estimate between 70 and 100 people took part in the rally. Same-sex marriages could soon be legalized in Canada, making the country the first in North America and the third in the world to recognize such a bond for gays and lesbians. The British Columbia High Court has ruled a Canadian law defining marriage as exclusively for heterosexuals is discriminatory. Justices serving on the High Court stated the only way same-sex couples could truly be recognized by the government as committed is through marriage. Their ruling follows two previous court decisions which resulted in the same conclusion.
You're strapped in to 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engines!
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
Thousands of protesters are gathering near the French town of Evian, where leaders of the Group of Eight Nations will gather for a summit. Security is tight, but that hasn't stopped some demonstrations from becoming violent. Suzanne Chislett reports.
Around 1,000 protesters took to the streets on the Swiss side of Lake Geneva, near to the Evian location of the summit. They've come from around the world to demonstrate against a variety of causes, anti-the Iraq war, anti-globalization, some calling for more to be done for the famine-hit parts of Africa. Some groups clashed with police and threw stones at officers, but French authorities are determined the summit, which begins on Sunday, will pass peacefully. Around 15,000 troops and police will patrol the area, and security is also being stepped up in neighboring Switzerland and Germany. Suzanne Chislett, London.
A mixed day on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average jumped 139 points to 8850. The Nasdaq was up 20 to 1595, and the S&P 500 rose 14 points to 963. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
Bobby like us with today's Car Clinic Minute. A picture's worth a thousand words. So picture this. A toilet bowl. You know what car part is similar to that household favorite? Battery? Gas tank? No, those won't float. But when I come back, I'll tell you what does.
Doug is frugal.
Well, money doesn't grow on trees, you know.
The problem is Doug is about to buy a used car.
Yep, and I'm going to get ripped off!
And Doug doesn't know about Carfax, which lets you check a used car's history to see if it's been in an accident, has accurate mileage, stuff like that. So you know your money's well spent.
So I might save thousands?
Exactly, Doug. Just go to CARFAX.com or ask your dealer for a Carfax vehicle history report.
Hey, how about we go halfsies on the car?
How about nunsies?
How about somesies?
No. Carfax, the truth about used cars.
What's the automotive equivalent of your toilet bowl? Your carburetor. Both have little floats that control levels of liquid. Ever lifted the top of a toilet tank and bent the rod to stop water from flowing? Carburetors have similar float valves that adjust fuel level. In toilets, the excess water streams harmlessly to the sewer. But in carburetors, surplus fuel flows into the motor, causing engine damage, decreased gas mileage, and air pollution. All good reasons to include carburetor checks in your annual inspections. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network. Right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Resistance Radio. Thank you very much for joining us this Friday night. Phone number here if you'd like to call in, 800-825-5937. 800-TALK-YES. Email address, MikeDMalloy@earthlink.net. The program is always produced by Catherine Bay. Robin Bittman announces for us. And if you're listening tonight on the IE America Radio Network, welcome. Sirius Satellite 145, Sirius Left, welcome. RadioPower.org, welcome. Or WhiteRoseSociety.org, or any place on the Internet, for that matter. Driving and Crying is a bumper music all night, original music of Kevin Kinney. I don't know how many people are familiar with Driving and Crying's music. Some people say, well, Mike, they had their day. That was back in the early 90s. I happen to like this group a great deal, and so we decided to play some Kevin Kinney music. You can pick it up at your friendly used CD store, I'm sure. Incredible doublespeak from Ari Fleischer that you got to hear to believe. This is about the lies regarding the weapons of mass destruction. The lies regarding Iraq. It's all starting to come out, isn't it? The lies vomited up on the world stage by the Bush thugs, those lies are starting to engulf this phony, illegal administration. It's not going to stop them, of course, and I truly wonder if the American sheeple will even notice what's going on. It's incredible to watch. Not just here are these lies starting to lap at these people's hindquarters, but in the UK, Australia, Spain, members of these various parliaments, as well as the common folk, are starting to realize how they were lied to and misled into war. Not into a bad card game, but into war by the Bush criminals. Is this possible? Think about this for a second. I mean, are we starting to feel stupid? Is it possible that there is a regime so vile on this planet that it will put the world at risk in order to play its games? Well, yes, there are several criminal regimes on this planet like that in these sorry times. And it just so happens that the United States of America under control of these Bush criminals, it happens to be one of those vile regimes. Of course, we're the worst because we're the only superpower on the planet. I just wonder how the parents of the dead Americans, the 150, 160, what are we up to now? Again, let's leave aside the Iraqis, civilians, Iraqi military. Let's leave all of this over there, the other side of the room. Let's just talk about the 150 or so dead American soldiers. Now, these are not career military professionals. These are people who were in the military because there was no work available in their hometown, or because they couldn't afford an education, or they might have been in active reserves, or a unit that might have been called up to go serve its time in Germany. And all of a sudden, these kids find themselves in a shooting war. A shooting war against a country that had been under siege for 12 years. A shooting war against a country that couldn't mount any kind of resistance at all. This chest-beating, howling, monkey-like attitude of, you know, we can kick anyone's ass in the jungle because we are the meanest mofo in the jungle. And here are these kids, these young American kids who are not coming home, who are dead, who are shot to death, who are blown to pieces. I wonder what their parents and sisters and wives, and in a couple of instances maybe husbands, what do the relatives of these dead Americans think now that Paul Wolfowitz, for example, is spewing his guts all over in Vanity Fair magazine? Hey, we fooled you. Hey, it was just a trick. Hey, there were no weapons of mass destruction. It was just a political idea. How do these Americans feel? I'll tell you what, if I had a dead son, as a result of this, I would pick up a weapon and start moving towards the White House until they shot me dead. I swear before God, Allah, Buddha, Christ, Muhammad, Moses, whoever I have to swear before. Had I sacrificed one of my children for this, they'd have to kill me too. But there it is. From Vanity Fair magazine to The Nation magazine, CNN, MSNBC, British Parliament, the Australian press, Bush and his killers lied and lied and lied in order to instigate war. War! For Christ's sake, war! War. And blood and death for oil. And to have a permanent military presence in the Middle East. As they always are, the anti-war protesters were right. They're always right. The first casualty of war is always the truth. Because the people who initiate war are invariably liars, killers, and political thugs. So, since all this stuff is coming out, what are we, what are you and I going to do about it? And why, as kind of a sidebar to all this, why is the U.S. military arresting members of the of Saddam Hussein's former government? On what charges? If it turns out that the reasons for this war were nothing more than the lies of the Bush crime family, Then how are we justified in detaining people or arresting people or holding POWs? How are we justified in having destroyed a country? Somebody wrote something. I believe she's a Catholic nun, and it was showed up in the National Catholic Reporter. She says, she writes, "Is there anything left that matters?" Joan Chichester. This is what I don't understand. All of a sudden, nothing seems to matter. First, they said they wanted Bin Laden dead or alive, but they didn't get him, so now they tell us it doesn't matter. Our mission is greater than one man. Then they said they wanted Saddam Hussein dead or alive. He's apparently alive, but we haven't gotten him yet either. However, Bush told reporters recently, doesn't matter. Our mission is greater than one man. Finally, they told us that we were invading Iraq to destroy their weapons of mass destruction. Now they say those weapons don't exist, maybe never existed. Apparently, that doesn't matter either, except that it does matter. I suppose we're not supposed to say that. I know it's called unpatriotic, but it's also called honesty, and dishonesty matters. It matters that the infrastructure of a foreign nation that couldn't defend itself against us has been destroyed on the grounds that it was a military threat to the world. It matters that it was destroyed by us under a new doctrine of preemptive war when there was apparently nothing there worth preempting. It surely matters to the families here whose sons went to war to make the world safe from weapons of mass destruction and will never come home. It matters to families in the United States whose life support programs were ended, whose medical insurance ran out, whose food stamps were cut off, whose daycare programs were eliminated so we could spend the money on sending an army to do what did not need to be done. It matters to the Iraqi girl whose face was burned by a lamp that toppled over as a result of U.S. bombing run. It matters to Ali, the Iraqi boy who lost his family and both his arms in a U.S. air attack. It matters to the people of Iraq, the people of Baghdad, whose water supply is now fetid, whose electricity is gone, whose streets are unsafe, whose 158 government ministries and the buildings have had their records looted and destroyed, whose cultural heritage and social system has been broken, and whose cities teem with anti-American protests. It matters that the people we say we liberated do not feel liberated in the midst of the lawlessness, destruction, and wholesale social suffering that so-called liberation created. It matters to the United Nations, whose integrity was impugned, whose authority was denied, whose inspection teams are, even now, still being overlooked in the process of technical evaluation and disarmament. It matters to the reputation of the United States in the eyes of the world, both now and for decades to come. Perhaps, and surely, it matters to the integrity of this nation, whether or not its intelligence-gathering agencies have any real intelligence or not, before we launch a military armada on its say-so. And it should matter whether or not our government is either incompetent and didn't know what they were doing, or were dishonest and refused to say. The unspoken truth is that either as a people we were misled or we were lied to about the real reason for this war. Either we made a huge and unforgivable mistake, an arrogant or ignorant mistake, or we are swaggering around the world like a blind giant, flailing in all directions while the rest of the world watches in horror or in ridicule. If Bill Clinton's definition of is matters, surely this matters. If a president's sex life matters, surely a president's use of global force against some of the weakest people in the world matters. If a president's word in a court of law about a private indiscretion matters, then surely a president's word to the community of nations and the security of millions of people matters. What is the depth of the American soul if we can allow destruction to be done in our name and the name of liberation and never even demand an accounting of its costs, both public and personal, when it's over?
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
What magazine was the late Senator Paul Wellstone talking about when he said, at a time of growing media concentration, this magazine is an invaluable source of news and information that corporate media would too often prefer to ignore? He was talking about In These Times, a bi-weekly magazine of news, politics, and culture. In These Times has won more Project Censored awards than any other magazine. For 27 years, In These Times has provided groundbreaking coverage of the labor movement, feminism, grassroots politics, and minority communities. If getting a perspective other than what's in the mainstream media is important to you, In These Times is essential reading. In the words of best-selling author Barbara Ehrenreich, to people who say they're sick and tired of the corporate-dominated and celebrity-fixated news media, I say, stop whining and subscribe to In These Times. Do it now and find out what you're missing. Look for In These Times in bookstores near you or visit them on the web at www.inthesetimes.com. That's www.inthesetimes.com.
If you're looking for the latest in cutting-edge technology and the products that everyone is talking about, tune into tomorrow right here on the IE America Radio Network every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the highly interactive radio program with experts featuring the latest in consumer electronics, technology, computers, and the Internet. We cover all things cool, like digital photography and video, home theater and audio, home automation, gadgets and gizmos, the technology of making music, computer peripherals, HDTV, DVD, MP3s, car audio, navigation and security, and lots more. If it draws current, we talk about it. Let us bring you into tomorrow. Check out our website anytime at graveline.com and join us this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, here on the IE America Radio Network.
Yes, I'm calling about the Mike Malloy program. You know, the reason I turned this man off.
Why?
Is because he sounds like an 8-year-old.
Me?
Name calling.
I'm not an 8-year-old. I'm not an 8-year-old. I'm not.
You should get somebody who at least has some intelligence.
No, don't fire me. No. I got kids in college.
The Mike Malloy Show, weekdays from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time on IE America Radio Network.
Threat of unique urgency. It has developed weapons of mass death.
Yeah, I got your weapons of mass death. Wolfowitz, the driving Zionist inside the Bush administration, self-admitted Zionist. I'm not using the term as a religio-ethnic slur. Paul Wolfowitz is a Zionist. He is the Deputy Defense Secretary, and in the July issue of the magazine Vanity Fair, he is spewing his guts all over the place. He says that the The Bush crime family focused on these alleged weapons of mass destruction as the main justification for toppling Saddam by force because it was politically convenient. Now, again, I wonder what the families of the 150, 160 dead Americans, young men, and a couple of young women who will never suck in another breath. I wonder what these parents think. Well, we did it because it was politically convenient. That's why we murdered your son, sir. Wolfowitz says to the magazine, quote, "For bureaucratic reasons, we settled on one issue, weapons of mass destruction, because it was the one reason everyone could agree on." So the dead Americans then, you see, were toys for the Bush crime family to play with. Now, apparently, the Zionist Paul Wolfowitz, and if you're Jewish and you're just listening to the program, you know, please don't send me emails about I'm an anti-Semite, which I am not. I'm talking about Wolfowitz's self-admitted Zionism, okay? So the Zionist Paul Wolfowitz, who has embedded himself deep in the guts of this filthy administration, says, well, you know, it was just political. We don't give a good goddamn anyway about your sons or daughters. Nothing. We don't care if they live or die. We will use them as we see fit. It was all a joke. Now, voices, like I mentioned earlier, are being raised in the U.S. and the U.K. demanding an explanation for why none of these weapons of mass destruction have been found. Well, I'll tell you what, until this regime, the Bush crime family, is tossed out of office peacefully and legally, there will be no answers. None. They don't have to answer, and they will not answer. Most striking is the fact that these remarks come from Wolfowitz. The fact that the American public was lied to. He's the one who is recognized as the leader of the psychopaths in Washington, most responsible for urging this stupid moron George Bush to go to war. The Vanity Fair magazine article reveals that Wolfowitz was even pushing Bush to attack Iraq immediately after the September 11th attacks 2 years ago, instead of invading Afghanistan. And again, it's because Wolfowitz is nothing more nor less than a fire-breathing Zionist. He has one concern, and one concern only. He belongs in Ariel Sharon's government, not in the government of the United States. Now, writing in the Independent of London, David Usborne writes, "There have long been suspicions that Wolfowitz has essentially been running a shadow administration out of his Pentagon office, ensuring that the right-wing views of himself and his followers find their way into the practice of American foreign policy. He is the author of the policy of first strike preemption that was adopted by Bush shortly after the al-Qaeda attacks." Do you understand this? We have a mass murderer who is dictating U.S. foreign policy, and when it turns out that the weapons of mass destruction ploy was a lie, what does he say? Well, it was politically convenient. You people who lost your sons, piss on you.
You're strapped in to 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start.
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man. I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm John Hamilton.
More than 1,000 workers in Canada's beef industry have been thrown out of work so far as slaughterhouses either slow down processing or close completely due to various international bans on Canadian beef imposed following the discovery of mad cow disease in the country. The Canadian government this week rejected a plea from the United Food and Commercial Workers to waive the waiting period on unemployment assistance like it did for those workers who were idled during the summer scare in Toronto. As of now, Canada's beef industry is losing about $20 million a day, and 16 farms in three provinces are currently under quarantine.
As Oregon's state legislature slashes a range of government services in an effort to balance the budget, parents of schoolchildren in Eugene are shedding sweat and blood in an effort to save their schools, literally. After lost education revenues prevented a Eugene elementary school from replacing a retiring math teacher, more than 150 parents, teachers, and students showed up at the offices of Aventis Bioservices offering to sell their plasma to raise funds. Only about 15 volunteers qualified, and according to Aventis manager Alf Mobius, while they've raised more than any bake sale could have, they're still a long ways off from the $73,000 in wages and benefits that it costs to hire a teacher for a year.
So far, we're just rounding over $1,000 for those guys. They're becoming regulars here, and we enjoy seeing them here. And can you think of a better cause?
While the campaign has raised the profile of Oregon's education crisis, it's done little to alleviate the problem. Recently, educators throughout Portland agreed to teach for 2 weeks without pay.
Blackouts have begun in Israel as maintenance workers for the state-owned electric utility stop repairs and upgrades to the country's power grid in protest of plans to privatize their jobs. While the Israeli government has threatened to use force to compel workers to make repairs to the grid, it has not done so yet.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Animal Talk, not your father's radio show about animals.
Welcome to Lifestyles of the Wet and Stinky. We're looking at fishy fat cats and wealthy crustaceans. This is Bloodsucking Leech here, sending you algae-covered wishes and caviar-laying dreams.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
All right, boys, come on.
Do the Republicans or the Democrats have a clear vision for America that actually includes democracy, fairness, and justice? Do the Greens or the Progressives? How can we create a shared vision of the kind of future we want for our children? This is Tom Hartman, and for 2 hours every day, I'll be exploring these and many other issues with guests from a wide variety of viewpoints, as well as taking your calls. We'll be talking about the stories behind the stories in the day's news. That's the Tom Hartman Program, right here on the IE America Radio Network.
Your father's talk radio. It's Mike Malloy.
27 before the hour. Now, I've just got a little more here on this weapons of mass destruction thing that was the primary casus belli of these thugs that now run our country. And there are no weapons of mass destruction. Now, it turns out, this is something that you and I knew months ago. We've talked about it on this program. Such weapons did not exist. They haven't existed since the mid-90s, shorter period of time ago, probably the early 90s. But now Paul Wolfowitz, a real killer. If ever there was a mass murderer other than Elliot Abrams, John Poindexter, inside this Bush crime family, Wolfowitz is it. In asserting that weapons of mass destruction gave the rationale for attacking Iraq, that idea was acceptable to everyone, Wolfowitz was presumably referring in particular to Colin Powell, who, if he had any honor and decency or ethical aspect to him whatsoever, would resign and walk away from these vermin. But it was to get Colin Powell on board. Remember, he was the last senior member of the Bush crime family to agree to the invasion. So either Colin Powell is willfully ignorant, or this gave him his cover story.
Well, you know what they told me? They told me there were weapons of mass destruction. So I signed on.
Now, as you could probably figure out already, the CIA and the Defense Intelligence Agencies and National Security Agencies, they all have promised now to conduct internal reviews of the quality of the material that they supplied to the Bush crime family on what was going on in Iraq. Well, we're going to investigate ourselves now. Okay, we're going to investigate ourselves now. Yeah, we lied, and we made all kinds of crap up, but, you know, we're going to investigate ourselves now and see where why we did that. Jesus, can you believe this is happening? Huh? Well, at least it brought dignity and respect back to the Oval Office, right? Now, as the Independent the UK says, as skepticism grows over the failure to find weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, London and Washington, actually, newspaper, you mean Tony Blair and George Bush, are attempting to turn the focus of attention to Iraq's alleged possession of mobile weapons labs.
Yeah, two trucks were found in northern Iraq last month. Yeah, they were mobile labs used to develop biological weapons. Yeah.
Of course, as critics have pointed out, no biological agents or even traces were found on the trucks. And experts also point out that unlike the trucks described by Colin Powell in a speech to the UN Security Council, these were open-sided trucks and would therefore have left a trace easy for weapons inspectors to detect. But never mind. There comes a bad word. These sons of bitches will lie about anything. And as far as 150 dead Americans, again, I'm standing aside from the thousands of dead Iraqis and the thousands of dead Afghanis and God knows how many other innocent people have been slaughtered by this murderous regime that now runs this country. But aside from all that death, just the 150, 160 Americans who were shot to death in Iraq, how, in the name of Christ, can their parents, their families, their friends, their sisters, brothers, children accept the fact that they died for less than nothing? They died for the Bush crime family's greed where it concerns oil and power and empire. How can these families tolerate this? I could not. I have to tell you, were it my son who had died under these circumstances, yes, I would take my weapon and start walking toward the White House, the Pentagon, someplace until the bastards put me in my grave. Nothing, no power on earth would stop me until they killed me. That's an indication of how much I love my son, but it's also an indication of how much these vermin disgust me. Dick Cheney, August 26, 2002, at a speech to the VFW National Convention, quote,
simply stated, there is no doubt that Saddam Hussein has weapons of mass destruction.
George W. Bush, September 12, 2002, at a speech to the UN General Assembly. Right now, Iraq is expanding and improving facilities that were used for the production of biological weapons. Ari Fleischer at a press briefing, December 2nd, 2002.
If he declares he has none, then we will know that Saddam Hussein is once again misleading the world.
Ari Fleischer, press briefing, January 9th, 2003.
We know for a fact there are weapons there.
George W. Bush, State of the Union Address, January 28th, 2003.
Our intelligence officials estimate that Saddam Hussein has the materials to produce as much as 500 tons of sarin, mustard, and VX nerve agent.
Colin Powell remarks to the UN Security Council, February 5, 2003.
We know that Saddam Hussein is determined to keep his weapons of mass destruction and is determined to make more.
George Bush, radio address, February 8, 2003.
We have sources that tell us that Saddam Hussein recently authorized Iraqi field commanders to use chemical weapons, the very weapons the dictator tells us he does not have. Colin Powell remarks to the UN Security Council March 7, 2003. So has this strategic decision been made to disarm Iraq of its weapons of mass destruction by the leadership in Baghdad? I think our judgment has to be clearly not. George W. Bush, address to the nation, March 17, 2003. Intelligence gathered by this and other governments leaves no doubt that the Iraq regime continues to possess and conceal some of the most lethal weapons ever devised. Ari Fleischer, press briefing, March 21, 2003. Well, there is no question that we have evidence and information that Iraq has weapons of mass destruction, biological and chemical particularly. All this will be made clear in the course of the operation for whatever duration it takes. General Tommy Franks, press conference, March 22, 2003. There is no doubt that the regime of Saddam Hussein possesses weapons of mass destruction. And as this operation continues, those weapons will be identified, found, along with the people who have produced them and who guard them. Defense Policy Board Member Kenneth Adelman, Washington Post, March 23, 2003. I have no doubt we're going to find big stores of weapons of mass destruction. Pentagon spokeswoman Victoria Clark, press briefing, March 22, 2003. One of our top objectives is to find and destroy all these weapons of mass destruction. There are a number of sites. Donald Rumsfeld, ABC Television, March 30, 2003. We know where they are. They're in the area around Tikrit and Baghdad and east, west, south, and north somewhat. Robert Kagan, neo-fascist scholar, Washington Post op-ed piece, April 9, 2003. Obviously, the administration intends to publicize all the weapons of mass destruction the U.S. forces find, and there will be plenty. Ari Fleischer, press briefing, April 10, 2003. I think you have always heard and you continue to hear from officials a measure of high confidence that indeed the weapons of mass destruction will be found. George W. Bush, NBC interview, April 24, 2003. We are learning more as we interrogate or have discussions with Iraqi scientists and people within the Iraqi structure that perhaps he destroyed some, perhaps he dispersed some, and so we'll find them. Donald Rumsfeld, press briefing, April 25, 2003.
There are people who in large measure have information that we need so that we can track down the weapons of mass destruction in that country.
George W. Bush remarks to reporters, May 3, 2003. We'll find him. It'll be a matter of time. We'll find him. Colin Powell remarks to reporters, May 4, 2003. I'm absolutely sure that there are weapons of mass destruction there, and the evidence will be forthcoming. We're just getting it now. Donald Rumsfeld, Fox News, May 4, 2003. We never believed that we'd just tumble over weapons of mass destruction in that country. George Bush, May 6, 2003. I'm not surprised if we begin to uncover the weapons programs of Saddam Hussein, because he had a weapons program. Condoleezza Rice, May 12, 2003. U.S. officials never expected that we were going to open garages and find weapons of mass destruction. Major General Davis Petraeus, Commander, 101st Airborne, May 13th. I just don't know whether it was all destroyed years ago. I mean, there's no question that there were chemical weapons years ago, whether they were destroyed right before the war or whether they're still hidden. General Michael Hagee, Commandant, Marine Corps, May 21st, 2003. Before the war, there's no doubt in my mind that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction, biological and chemical. I expected them to be found. I still expect them to be found. General Richard Myers, Chairman, Joint Chiefs of Staff, NBC Today Show, May 26, 2003. Given time, given the number of prisoners now that we're interrogating, I'm confident that we're going to find weapons of mass destruction.
Donald Rumsfeld, May 27th, remarks to the Council on Foreign Relations. They may have had time to destroy them, and I don't know the answer. Paul Wolfowitz, Vanity Fair interview, day before yesterday. For bureaucratic reasons, we settled on one issue, weapons of mass destruction, as justification for invading Iraq, because it was the one reason everyone could agree on. Lieutenant General James Conway, 1st Marine Expeditionary Force, yesterday. It was a surprise to me then, it remains a surprise to me now, that we have not uncovered weapons, as you say, in some of the forward dispersal sites. Believe me, it's not for lack of trying. We've been to virtually every ammunition supply point between the Kuwaiti border and Baghdad, and they are simply not there. Now, to the families of the 150 Americans who are dead, who had their lives sucked out of them by Iraqi munitions, let me ask you something. What's more important to you, the semen stain on Monica's dress or the blood stain in the desert that is your son's vital fluids? Which one? Which one? Man. See, I try it again. I try. I come in here every night. Try to just be calm. Just come in and do the show. Just come in and do the show, Mike. Damn. Helen Thomas had a question for the Pencil Neck Geek. Press briefing yesterday. She starts out by saying, is the president satisfied with the intelligence he got before the war? Because now one cabinet officer is saying that they buried the weapons. Another one said they destroyed them. Another one official said, what is the president's view on all this, Ari?
The president is indeed satisfied with the intelligence that he received. And I think that's borne out by the fact that, just as Secretary Powell described to the United Nations, we have found the bio trucks that can be used only for the purpose of producing biological weapons. That's proof perfect that the intelligence in that regard was right on target.
For two trucks? For the war? On the finding of two trucks?
Well, I don't think it's anything to dismiss that Iraq had, contrary to their protestations to the United Nations, trucks for the purpose of producing biological weapons.
Oh my
they
God.
Said they didn't have them. They got caught. Proof perfect that they had them. The concern repeatedly at the United Nations
shut up.
Is that when the United Nations...
Shut up! Proof perfect, what is that? The word of the day, yesterday, proof perfect? Two trucks, Helen Thomas says, we go to war for two trucks. We go to war from the finding of two trucks. Two trucks. And there stands Ari Fleischer. The president is indeed satisfied with the intelligence that he received. And I think that intelligence was borne out by the fact that, well, we have found the bio trucks. That, I mean, that's what these 150 Americans died for? That's what thousands of Iraqis died for? No, it wasn't for the trucks, sorry. It was for the greedy sons of bitches who run this government now. The war criminals who are now in charge of the United States of America. And I'm just wondering how much longer it'll be, truth seekers. How much longer will it be that we allow these people to continue in office? Another reporter follows up Helen's question. The reporter says the search for weapons of mass destruction in Iraq goes on, Ari. The president's expressed confidence he'll find them, but it seems that whenever anything is found in Iraq, it differs from the description that the administration gave of a locked and loaded stockpile. That was the description that the administration gave as the primary reason for the war. The president said Iraq had weapons of mass destruction. What's going on, Ari?
The concern, as it was expressed repeatedly at the United Nations, is that when the United Nations was thrown out of Iraq in the late 1990s, the United Nations reported that Iraq had not accounted for the botulin, the toxin, the VX, the sarin gas. They said not accounted for. They didn't say locked and loaded. So it was a result of their possession of it in a variety of forms, a variety of facts, that led the United Nations to conclude and to vote 15-0 that they had not provided an adequate explanation of what was unaccounted for that the UN knew they had.
Oh, my God.
Well, this has been a long-standing...
Okay, that's enough. Oh, my God.
It's coming down this way. It's coming down this way. It's coming down this way. Oh,
oh. Now, weapons of mass production.
Strapped in to 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engines!
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-800-444-1984. That's 444-1984. 1-800-444-1984.
Do you want to own a computer but have less than perfect credit, bad credit, no credit? No problem. If you have a checking or savings account and can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months, Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved, guaranteed. You heard right. You're approved for a brand new name brand computer. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now. If you can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, you're already approved. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now and tell us where you want your brand new name brand computer delivered. If you can afford $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, your brand new state-of-the-art PC will be on its way. Guaranteed. Bad credit, no problem. Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved for the computer of your dreams. Guaranteed. Call right now, 1-800-823-0157.
For the latest in cutting-edge technology, computers, entertainment, and much more, tune into tomorrow here on the IE America Radio Network, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time every Sunday. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the interactive radio program with experts featuring new technology and the latest consumer electronics. Check out our internet site anytime at graveline.com. And join us this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, right here on the IE America Radio Network.
From the network that brings you different points of view from the likes of Peter Werby and Mike Malloy, now a different point of view on the news. IE America is proud to present WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. WINS is a unique news service that focuses on issues that affect our daily lives. WINS is not about what big business wants you to hear. WINS is about us. To hear WINS, go to IEAmericaRadio.com and click on WINS. If you like what you hear, call your local radio station and say you want WINS. It's something different. It's from IE America and WINS.
You hear that? Doug made his confession that he used hair color.
Yeah, as
you
I was know. Expecting to make it the treatise of the last month. Aren't you guys sweet?
I would recommend sticking with one color, however. Each month you'd have
I
want to
see you try the afro stuff.
Yeah, right. I'm going to do that.
I decided that it is not the color of the hair, but the head that it stuck to that's important.
Doug Stepman's Good Day.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Animal Talk, not your father's radio program, take 48.
Tune in to Animal Talk this Sunday.
Animal Celebrity Boxing.
Boxing kicks butt.
Lightweight bout featuring fearless Felix the Cat.
Yeah, what a cat.
And that dog on ice, Tanya Harding.
Yeah, that dog will fight anyone for a block.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on IE America Radio Network.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
Hey, conservatives, don't be afraid. Be very afraid. Here's more Mike Malloy.
5 before the hour, I've gotten a bunch of people now have emailed me about that timeline about the weapons of mass destruction. I will post a link to that. That is from a weblog, from somebody's blog. And it's I'll just post the URL, and you can get it printed off and hand it to your right wing friends. Huh? Tony is calling from Wilmington, Delaware. Tony, this is your first time calling the program, right?
Yes, it is.
Welcome aboard, sir.
Oh, well, good to have found you on the internet, and glad that you're out there.
Yeah, too bad we're not on a radio station in Wilmington. I guess we're just too liberal for Wilmington, Delaware.
I'm afraid it's been Limbaugh-ized and Hannity-ized and lobotomized.
That's
and
true.
Simonized and
yep.
Everything else. That was interesting you talking about your timeline. I was just thinking back to the video coverage of our glorious victory over the Third World Nation.
Mm-hmm.
And you remember during the war, it was along the lines of a very bad movie, particularly bad for the 150 Americans who died, where you had the run-up at the launching points and in Kuwait and areas, and saying, well, they're putting on their chemical suits because the Iraqi troops are passing around their chemical rounds. And
oh,
so
I know.
On.
Oh, I know.
That... And then the line of death that was supposed to be around Baghdad.
Oh,
you know,
sure.
And
yeah.
It was, I mean, the ladies that presented the stuff on Faux News and BSNBC. Can I say that?
Oh, you can say anything you like on this program. I mean, short of, you know, you've got to watch your language. Occasionally, I screw up and let loose with...
you give a warning beforehand.
Yeah, I try to warn the folks listening on radio stations, you know, to...
I mean, it was just... what amazes me now is that their Wolfowitz et al. Are actually giving interviews.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would figure that they would just go along the lines of...
Oh, no. Don't you know why? I mean, anytime you get neo-fascist thugs like this, bullies like this, people who like to stomp on third world countries, they've got to brag about it afterwards. People who usurp power in this country, who feel honestly that the American people have nothing to say about nothing and the Congress has nothing to say about nothing, they've got to brag about it. That's what this is about. That's why Wolfowitz gives an interview to Vanity Fair and more or less says, screw you. We told you one thing. None of it was based in truth. He's got to do it. You see what I'm saying?
And there ain't nothing you can do about it.
That's it. That's it.
We'll step on the working class and we'll marginalize the left or whatever's left of it.
They're proud of this. They're proud of this. So obviously he's got to boast about it. He couldn't keep it inside. Hey, listen, Tony, thanks for checking. I hope you call again, pal.
I will.
All right, sir. Take care.
Listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003. Everything's gonna be all right. It's about love, it's about life, it's about me, it's about time. Everything's gonna be all right. Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
From the network that brings you different points of view from the likes of Peter Werby and Mike Malloy, now a different point of view on the news. IE America is proud to present WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. WINS is a unique news service that focuses on issues that affect our daily lives. WINS is not about what big business wants you to hear. WINS is about us. To hear WINS, go to IEAmericaRadio.com and click on WINS. If you like what you hear, call your local radio station and say you want WINS. It's something different. It's from IE America and WINS.
This is IE America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. The mother of Lacey Peterson has gone inside the Modesto, California home of her slain daughter and retrieved some personal items. Rocha family attorney Al Clark says Scott Peterson's defense team isn't pleased that Sharon Rocha has entered the house.
The DA's office had called Sharon and said, you can go in the house Tuesday. Well, yesterday we got a call from Mr. Garagus, in effect, very loud manner, saying that if you want a war, you have a war. He said, nobody's going in that house till I say so. I told Sharon that, and she acted on her own.
The family had been requesting access to the home for some time. Lacey's husband, Scott, is charged with the deaths of his wife and unborn son. There's good news on SARS for some nations, while others are finding the epidemic is getting worse. The World Health Organization reports nearly 8,300 people have been infected, with a death rate nearing 10%, as 750 people have died from SARS. Priscilla Huff has more.
Singapore has good news. If no new cases of SARS are reported, it will be taken off the WHO's watch list shortly. And Chinese officials are confident the SARS epidemic has been, quote, effectively contained, with just three new cases reported, although some 29,000 have been quarantined. That's the same tactic Canada has been taking, with officials there ordering more than 7,000 people into isolation after 50 new cases were suspected. The epidemic, however, has barely gained a toehold in the U.S., with just 66 likely cases since the disease was identified and no deaths. Priscilla Huff, Washington.
Smokers, now you can break the nicotine habit safely, effectively, and naturally within 7 days, guaranteed. And now you can quit smoking for good without craving, side effects, irritability, or weight gain with an amazing new product called Smoke Free. Smoke Free consists of three herbal supplements that work together to completely and naturally eliminate your body's cravings for nicotine. Smoke Free replenishes vital nutrients as it counteracts the effects of nicotine without the use of dangerous drugs or patches. Your mood, nervousness, and sleep will improve as your dependence on nicotine is eliminated. In fact, the ingredients in Smoke Free is so effective, it's listed as an all-natural homeopathic medicine, and surveys boast an amazing 92% success rate. So if you've ever thought about or tried to quit smoking in the past, now you can be smoke-free in 7 days, guaranteed. Call now to try Smoke Free completely risk-free. It's safe, effective, and guaranteed to work. You have nothing to lose but your life. So call toll-free, 1-800-485-0648. That's 1-800-485-0648.
Negotiations between the Teamsters Union and the companies who haul cars to the big three automakers are coming down to the wire. The Detroit News reports that as a midnight Saturday strike deadline looms, automakers are already making contingency plans to get their new cars out to dealers. Wages, pensions, and health care are key issues. The Teamsters also oppose a company plan to let Canadian truck drivers continue their route after they cross the border into the U.S. Currently, they must be replaced by an American worker. One man has found out the hard way that public displays of affection aren't always a good thing. David Horton was attending a Cincinnati Reds game with his girlfriend last week. During the game, a stadium crowd camera called the Kiss Cam focused on the two. The object of the Kiss Cam is to show people kissing in the stands at the game, so Horton kissed his girlfriend when the camera turned to him. Horton, though, was wanted by police for a parole violation, and his parole officer was also at the game. When the officer saw him, he immediately called for backup and had Horton arrested on the spot. Horton asked to stay and see if the Reds could hold on to their lead. They won. He lost.
You're strapped into 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
Thousands of protesters are gathering near the French town of Evian, where leaders of the Group of Eight Nations will gather for a summit. Security is tight, but that hasn't stopped some demonstrations from becoming violent, Suzanne Chislett reports.
Around 1,000 protesters took to the streets on the Swiss side of Lake Geneva, near to the Evian location of the summit. They've come from around the world to demonstrate against a variety of causes, anti-the Iraq war, anti-globalization, some calling for more to be done for the famine-hit parts of Africa. Some groups clashed with police and threw stones at officers, but French authorities are determined the summit, which begins on Sunday, will pass peacefully. Around 15,000 troops and police will patrol the area, and security is also being stepped up in neighboring Switzerland and Germany. Suzanne Chislett, London.
A mixed day on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average jumped 139 points to 8850. The NASDAQ was up 20 to 1595, and the S&P 500 rose 14 points to 963. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. Oxymorons. You know, the things that just don't seem to go together, like jumbo shrimp or deafening silence. How about new car and service manager? You'll be surprised. When I come back, I'll tell you all about it. Hi, I'm Bobby Likas. 10 years ago, I discovered a company with the best fuel injector cleaner, BG Products. Now wait, there's more. To do the job right requires cleaning both the fuel and the air induction systems. The process is called BG Complete Induction System Service. If you want your vehicle to run like new, don't settle for anything less. To find a shop near you to perform this service, go to bgfindtheshop.com. That's bgfindtheshop.com. If thinking of the service manager while inking your new car deal seems like an oxymoron, think again. Though today's cars are certainly more roadworthy than their predecessors, they can still break. In fact, the experts at the L.A. Auto Show report that automotive repair is a $200 billion business, and one of every three cars serviced returns for additional work. So ask your new car salesperson for an introduction to the service manager. It's a small investment with a big payoff at repair time and for maintenance checks. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network. Right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. We're driving and crying all night tonight with the original music of Kevin Kinney and his band. That's who you're listening to. Back to the garbage at hand. Regarding the lies about weapons of mass destruction, it's astonishing that we in this country now allow the executive branch of our government to lead this nation into war. And the possible unexpected consequences of that war, both the media and medium range and long range. This is what the Bush crime family has set us up for. Unexpected consequences. But we are at a point in this country where we allow a regime to be in place here that will use every sort of lie in order to lead us into war. I mean, it's one thing. Wasn't there just all sorts of bitching and screaming and clawing at the drapery when Bill Clinton says it depends on what the meaning of the word is? Or I didn't have sex with that woman, Ms. Lewinsky, or sexual relations, or whatever the hell he said. Wasn't that just such an outrageous scandal? Wasn't media all over that? Didn't it go 24/7? Now we have a psychopath in the White House. I'm sorry, he's not a psychopath, he's a moron. Surrounded by psychopaths, and the country goes to war based on utter, absolute lies, and we're sitting here tonight doing what we do. I'm sitting here doing this talk show. You're doing what you're doing. At midnight Eastern time when this is over, we'll get up here and go home just like normal people. Kathy and I will probably go to sleep, maybe tomorrow mow the lawn. In the meantime, this country is run by people who lie to take us to war. Dear God. They also lie about Homeland Security. The lies about Homeland Security put all of us at risk. Lies that could result in death and destruction once again here as a result of another attack carried out by terrorists who have the complete cooperation of the Bush crime family, just like what happened on September 11th, 2001. Compare these lies, these Homeland Security lies, with the, I didn't have sexual relations with that woman, Ms. Lewinsky. Compare what the Bush killers are doing to the, and compare it to the afternoon sex play of old Slick Willie and Monica. Compare death and cluster bombs and lies about non-existent weapons of mass destruction. Compare that to oral sex. Compare the thousands of deaths of people in Iraq and our soldiers. Compare that to Travelgate and Filegate and Whitewater and all the other fairy tales shoved into a willing media and a gullible, unquestioning public by that vast right-wing conspiracy that Hillary warned us about, the one that now lies about everything. Which is more important? Which is more destructive?
I didn't have sexual relations with that woman, Ms. Lewinsky.
We have to invade Iraq because they have weapons of mass destruction, and they're going to kill us and bomb us and do in nuclear weapons. If both are lies, which is the greater? That's where we are, Truth Seeker. We're stuck in a country that it still carries the illusion of liberty and freedom, but is no longer free. We're in a country now that no longer possesses any honor, none whatsoever. The honor is gone. We murdered 150 of our own people and thousands of Iraqis for what? For the oil, Mike? For the military bases? For the Zionists who are embedded in Bush's regime? Well, a bit of all three, I guess. We are disrespected now and feared by the entire world. This is a society, right here, us, run by liars, killers, and ex-felons. So how much longer before we take back our country? How much longer? They lie about Homeland Security. Bush gave away the farm so now money to his rich buddies, so now money problems are forcing this administration, this illegal, corrupt, filthy administration, to cut back, for example, on the number of baggage screeners at airports. And no progress has been made in protecting seaports. You remember, we have an enormous coastline, don't we? Senator Charles Schumer, Democrat from New York, says that the White House, quote, is in the midst of a massive episode of Homeland Security schizophrenia, end quote. Oh, that's cute, Charles. Arguing that funds are being cut in crucial areas. Schumer says when it comes to protecting the public, the Rob Peter to pay Paul strategy doesn't work. They can't fill the gaps by weakening port security or cutting the number of screeners that are supposed to catch the bad guys before they get on planes. Patty Murray, Democrat from Washington, said the $350 billion tax handoff Bush signed into law this week will remove funds needed for the anti-terrorism fight, which, oh, I don't know, raises questions about too stupid to be president's commitment to national security, doesn't it? A little. You see, in the past few weeks, this corrupt, filthy administration, moving below the radar and the crack news media couldn't care less. They're more focused on Lacey Peterson. But the Bush crime family has initiated cost-saving measures in the area of Homeland Security. Cost-saving. For example, Transportation Security Administration announced that it is laying off 6,000 airport baggage screeners. Right around the time the too stupid to be president placed the nation on orange alert, signifying an elevated risk of a terrorism attack in the United States. What the hell is going on here? The personnel cuts, the 6,000 baggage screeners that are being laid off, well, that will save the Bush crime family $280 million that they can then turn around and hand off to their wealthy contributors in the form of tax breaks. The layoffs, 300 of these layoffs will occur at the airports where the 911 hijackers boarded the airplanes. Do you understand that? Huh? Have I said yet how much I hate these people tonight? At the same time they're doing this, the Bush thugs ended the practice of stationing a local police officer at every airport security checkpoint and reimbursing the local police departments for that assignment. And that will save the Bush crime family $500,000 a day that they can stuff into their offshore accounts and hand off to their friends. So that's gone too. See, one cop. At the nation's busiest airports, one cop whose salary, whose time out there was reimbursed by our tax dollars, that's gone now. $500,000 a day is what that cost. And the Bush crime family will now stuff that into their trousers, stuff it into offshore bank accounts, hand it off to the 10% of people in this country who don't need more money. Senator Schumer noted that despite reforms instituted since September 11th, unscreened cargo is still carried on 22% of all passenger flights, which you might say places the traveling public at risk. Huh? But despite all of this truth, you see, the Bush crime family continues to get high marks from the American sheeple brain-dead public for its efforts on homeland security. Yes, we love George Bush. We love him. One recent ABC News Washington Post survey found that 74% of the American sheeple support the Bush crime family's handling of Homeland Security. For Christ's sake, I just told you, and it's there for anybody to see. They are not protecting this country. They are cutting back the funds that they said they were going to give. They are firing people. They are removing police officers.
But 74% of the American public said, oh, I like what George is doing. He's a good man. You know, he brought dignity back to the Oval Office, that dirty Bill Clinton. Boy, did I hate him. I am so glad George Bush is in the White House.
Last year, Congress approved $58 million to strengthen security at the nation's seaports, particularly the big three seaports, New York, Northern New Jersey, that's one, Los Angeles, Long Beach, that's two, and Seattle, Tacoma, that's three. Now, despite the fact that $58 million was authorized by Congress, the Bush crime family has not spent it. Less than 3% of the 6 million cargo containers that arrive each year at U.S. ports are searched. The $58 million, by the way, was intended to make sure that the containers weren't tampered with while in transit? Nah. You think these rotten Bush crime family members are interested in Homeland Security? Huh? Do you? Mitch Daniels, who's out of there as director of office of management and budget. Mitch Daniels pressed Congress to provide $500 million less than the Senate sought last year to handle this. Then Bush refused to provide additional funds authorized by Congress, which cost the Transportation Security Administration another $480 million. These are funds that have not been spent so that Bush could push through his latest tax cut without further contributing to an already out-of-control budget deficit. Do you see how this works? And the American people just love him. Oh, he's such a good president. I just love him. He tells the truth, you know. He goes to church. You know, Jesus is his Lord and Savior because he was born again. I love George Bush.
I'm trying to stay weak. Who is it that allows the global pillage that you seek? The blind will only shine in the light of everyone can meet me halfway sane.
Quit smoking in 7 days? Now you can with Release HD, the all-natural homeopathic medicine now available without a prescription, designed to break your addiction to nicotine in just 7 days guaranteed. Listen to what internationally recognized Dr. Richard Cohen has to say about Release HD.
The beauty of the homeopathic medicine in the Release HD system is that it deals with the suffering, eases the withdrawal symptoms, and can take away the jitters. I strongly recommend Release HD to anyone who wants to quit smoking.
It's never too late to stop. The Release HD system goes to work immediately, stopping nicotine cravings, irritability, and withdrawals. Release HD is different from gums and patches because it works from the inside out, giving your body the nutrients it needs to break free. You can quit. Do it the easy way with Release HD.
Call Release HD now for your free trial offer. 1-800-519-5717 and quit smoking for good in 7 days guaranteed. Do it today with Release HD. 1-800-519-5717. That's 1-800-519-5717. Call now.
Do you want to own a computer but have less than perfect credit? Bad credit? No credit? No problem. If you have a checking or savings account and can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months, Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved. Guaranteed. You heard right. You're approved for a brand new name brand computer. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now. If you can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, you're already approved. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now and tell us where you want your brand new name brand computer delivered. If you can afford $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, your brand new state-of-the-art PC will be on its way. Guaranteed. Bad credit, no problem. Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved for the computer of your dreams. Guaranteed. Call right now, 1-800-823-0157.
Remember when George W. was campaigning and claiming, "I'm a uniter, not a divider"? Well, I have to give credit where credit is due. In one stroke, Bush has managed to do the impossible. Unite the American Conservative Union with the American Civil Liberties Union, as well as bringing other staunchly conservative groups together with avowedly liberal ones. Let's hear it for the great uniter. Unfortunately for George, what has united these disparate forces is their opposition to an absolutely atrocious piece of legislation that his administration had hoped to sneak by us. It's called Patriot Act II, a nasty follow-up to the liberty-busting, democracy-stifling USA Patriot Act, which John Mad Dog Ashcroft rammed through a panicked Congress just days after the horrendous September 11th terrorist attacks. Patriot II would give us Ashcroft on Viagra. Ugly. Among other uglies, this act would increase federal power to make secret arrests of U.S. citizens, let the government search your telephone, bank, and credit records without court supervision, and, for the first time, authorize the Attorney General to strip any American of their citizenship. All that the government has to do is to declare, by executive whim, that a case involves suspicions of terrorism, and bammo, there go your most basic rights. Patriot II is so ugly that the Bushites even lied to Congress that it exists. Trying to cover his ample butt, Ashcroft still asserts that it's not really a legislative proposal, but merely some ideas bouncing around his Justice Department. However, an internal document titled Domestic Security Enhancement Act of 2003 has surfaced, and it looks, reads, and smells exactly like a legislative proposal. This is Jim Hightower saying, I'd trust a wolf to guard my last pork chop before I'd trust the Bushites to guard my liberties. To guard against their Patriot Act, too, call the American Civil Liberties Union, 212-549-2500.
His hatred is mainly directed at us. After all, this is the guy that tried to kill my dad.
Was it you that I saw? 24 past the hour. Kevin Kinney music tonight, driving and crying. But one last thing here. I know a lot of you have been holding on. I'm terribly sorry. I get off on these rants, and it's real hard to stop. Robin Cook, the former, what was the foreign secretary of the UK? And wasn't he the one who resigned over all this nonsense? He says, it's rather lengthy, I'm not going to get into the whole thing, but he says that Britain must not be suckered a second time by the White House. He says, the British government needs to concede that we went to war for reasons of U.S. foreign policy and Republican Party politics. Can you believe that? Tony Blair, of course, is having an absolute nervous breakdown. That poor bastard. I swear he's going to wind up in a rubber bungalow someplace. Tony Blair is just really going to pieces over this entire thing. Because Tony Blair got suckered into it, you know, after sleeping with George Bush at Camp David and sharing the toothpaste, he thought that they had it was obvious to Tony Blair that George was a moron. But perhaps it was some of the motherland arrogance on the part of Tony Blair. Well, I can prevail upon the colonial here. And, you know, stop him from blowing the world into a million pieces. And then, of course, you know, it's the old tar baby trick, right? Blair gets completely sucked into it. Blair's political life is over. It really doesn't matter because he'll get a place on in the Carlyle group like one of his predecessors, John Major. Tony Blair will also have his place in hell reserved for him now for the slaughter of innocent people that he participated in. But his political career is over. This is a guy that had the largest Labour Party majority in the British Parliament, I think, of any prime minister of that party, or any party perhaps, ever in the history. No, it couldn't have been in the history of the United Kingdom. But for a damn long time. And he's blown it. He's given it away for following too closely to George Bush's rear end. Ah. It's just incredible. And the truth is coming out. And I see they have another Zionist just a couple of minutes ago on CNN, this Ken Edelman, who I quoted in here a second ago, trying to spin. Poor Aaron Brown sitting there going along with the spin. Edelman, who looks like somebody who I don't go there, Mike. There's Edelman talking about how, weapons of mass destruction. It was, you know, but these people know. We've talked about this. They know. They don't have to tell the American people anything. And what they do tell the American people or the people of the world is nothing but utter lies. And it doesn't matter. They tell these lies because they can. No one, no institution is going to hold them accountable. No one. Nothing. Nobody. TJ is calling from Kingsland, Texas. Hey, TJ.
Hi.
How you doing?
Great show tonight.
Well, thank you.
I don't know why I listen to you. You just get me so angry at everything that I hear.
Well, that's good. You got to be angry.
Yeah, I guess so. And I was listening to the news tonight, the NBC nightly news, and I'm sort of ashamed to admit that I listened to that, but they had an interview on there with George Bush while he was over in Poland.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that they had found the mobile weapons labs, the same kind that Colin Powell talked about in his address to the UN.
Yeah, the two trucks that everybody knows about.
And because,
go ahead.
And because I've listened to you, and you have gotten me to the point where I feel bold enough to actually start talking aloud to myself, even when I'm alone, I shouted at him to his face, "You're a liar. You're a liar."
Hey, hold on a second, TJ. I've got to do a quick break here, and then we'll come back to you. We're at 800 Talk. Yes, stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Crown queens and Cadillacs waving their goodbyes. This town that used to be so strong has inspired many songs, and it's empty streets of faith.
You're strapped into 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
Words can pose cultural and religious barriers to solving environmental problems. I'm Steve Pomplin for Earthwatch Radio. The Ganges River starts high in the Himalayas and drains a large part of the Indian subcontinent. It carries a flood of pollutants such as raw sewage from India's largest cities, along with animal carcasses and detergents. Environmentalists are working to clean up the Ganges, but early efforts have run into a tangle of words. Gary Gardner of the World Watch Institute says describing the river as polluted offends the religious views of many Indians.
There are divergent views in India between environmentalists and devout Hindus about the status of the Ganges River, because the Ganges is regarded as a goddess by religious people, indeed by most Indians.
Gardner says the conflict is over the level of respect seen in words used to characterize the river. He says Hindus view the Ganges River as a divine source of purification.
Now, these people would not deny that there are contaminants in the water, but they would argue that it does not change the essential nature of the river. And that can be an obstacle to efforts to clean up the river. For some Hindus, it's almost as though the efforts to clean up the river are an insult to the goddess, the Mother Ganga, as the Ganges is called.
Gardner says environmentalists have had to learn to understand not just the biology of the river, but its spiritual significance as well. And he says they've made progress by working with religious leaders. Gardner says people there have developed a new language for talking about the Ganges. It defines the river as pure in a religious sense no matter what. Its environmental condition is debated as a separate issue. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Gaylord Nelson Institute and the Sea Grant Program at the University of Wisconsin.
You've got your green alligators and long-necked geese, humpty-back camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, don't you forget that unicorn.
Sunday nights, please, please listen to our show, because if you don't, Mark will not stop singing. Animal Talk, Sunday nights, on the IE America Radio Network.
Peter Werby Show is now airing at a new time. Hi, it's Julene Jordan. The IE America Radio Network has added many exciting new shows to the lineup, and in doing so, the Peter Werby Show has a new time slot. It's weekdays, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we share with you progressive views about peace and social justice that you won't find in the corporate and conservative media. Join us 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern on the IE America Radio Network. For more information, go to www.ieamericaradio.com.
He's a liberal with a microphone, and that makes him dangerous. Here's Mike Malloy.
Church bells are ringing as I'm heading out of town. Gotta be a Memphis boy that's hungering down. If I want to get paid,
27 before the hour, we're talking with a caller from Kingston.
By the Bush administration, or at least that it'll Jessica Lynch.
Oh, isn't that turning into Justin?
Oh, I know.
It's just shut up. Jessica Lynch with amnesia. This is like a soap opera, like the Gibson of soap opera.
Right.
The whole thing turns out to have been lies.
Right. There was no stab wound, no gunshot wound.
Nothing. She fell off a She fell off a truck. She broke her wrist. She broke her clavicle. The Iraqi doctors tried to
gave her cookies and orange juice.
Yes. It just goes on and on. So what are we going to do about it? What's the American media going to do about it? Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Well, it took them this long to pick up the story, finally.
Mm-hmm.
They're just now beginning to broadcast this information when alternative media were broadcasting it over a month ago.
Sure. But I bet you NBC will go ahead with their... Is it NBC that's making the Jessica Lynch story?
Oh, God, I hadn't heard about that.
Yeah, a made-for-TV movie, unless it's been shelved, which I don't think, because the American people, as a whole, we are so stupid and so dumb and so brain-dead and so brainwashed that if NBC puts this movie on, 85% of us will sit there on the night that the movie, those of us watch television, will sit there the night of the movie is telecast and say, yeah, oh, Jessica, damn girl, you sure did go through hell. Oh, you're an American hero. God, I love the Marine Corps or the Rangers or whoever it was that rescued you. Oh, Jesus, I'm going to vote for George Bush again and again and again and again. That's how stupid we are.
I know. It's so frustrating, isn't it? And there was one other thing. When you were talking about Homeland Security tonight, that got me to thinking about and I know I've talked about this on this network many times when I've called in, but I just love the Declaration of Independence. And there is one line in it where the Founding Fathers are King George. I think they're talking about our King George. It says, he has erected a multitude of offices and sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people and eat out their substance.
Well, I'll up to that, TJ. Jay, thanks so much for checking in.
Thank you.
All right, it's your call. Gizmo from, somewhere near St. Louis, one of our over-the-road fleet of truck drivers. Hey, Gizmo.
Hi. Hey, Mike. Sirius 145.
There you go. One of our Sirius listeners, too. Boy, that's just real impressive.
Hey, Mike, how do you know when Rush Limbaugh is starting to lose the debate?
How do you know when Rush Limbaugh is starting to lose the debate?
He yells, stop the tape.
Stop the tape.
Listen, you know, I've heard you on quite a few occasions, and I've heard you when you're up, I've heard you when you're rant, I've heard you when you're down.
Yeah.
And I want to direct my comments tonight to those times when you're down, when you're thinking that you're sitting there and you're going to go home tonight and you're going to get up tomorrow and you're going to go mow your lawn, but we still have American soldiers dead.
Right.
And we have families grieving.
Right.
You're a voice, Mike. You're a voice for me, and you're an influence on young minds like TJ. And I don't want you to, personally, I don't want you ever to give up. I don't want you to think that you're not accounting for anything, because you have a great effect on a lot of people that don't even call you. They sit there and they just shake their head at that radio at you. And you got to know that.
Well, it's good of you to say that. It does get kind of weird in here sometimes, just like it gets weird in the cab of your truck when you're busting along. You may be in contact with a lot of people, Gizmo, but you know it's you in the highway, and sometimes it feels the same in here. The thing that bothers me, I don't carry this too deep, but the thing that bothers me is that we're going through this. We're going through an illegal administration that was put in power fraudulently, that lies about everything, even the reasons to go to war, that is evil, that's destroying liberty and freedom in this country. And yet, you know, I'll like you said, I'll mow the lawn tomorrow. I'll probably do some grocery shopping with Kathy. We might go with her mother to a neighborhood association cookout someplace. We'll see a movie probably Sunday night. But my country and your country,
is being destroyed, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And I wanted to give you my heartfelt thanks tonight for releasing a whole lot of pressure that I had by preventing it. About when I read that article about Wolfowitz today, and I lost it. I just totally lost it because the first thing that comes to my mind are dead American soldiers.
Yeah,
and they're trying to spin that. That's the most disgusting thing to me, that the Bush administration is trying to spin the way these heroes died.
Yeah, I hear you. It's vile, it's filthy, it's eaten out with worms. I don't know. Eventually these people will be out of office, but similar situation in the 80s with these people who were in office during Reagan Bush, hearing people in Central America and seeing death and destruction and blown off arms and people being decapitated and nuns being raped and archbishops being assassinated while they performed mass. And here they are back in office again, Poindexter, Elliot Abrams, Negroponte, Otto Reich. Here they are, Gizmo, they're back again. People who should have been tried for war crimes and executed. And here they are, back again.
Just today with Wolfowitz, these conservatives have just been hit over the head with a giant baseball bat saying, take off your gosh darn blinders. You know, look, these people have been lying. How low are they going to sink if they keep, you know, towing the Bush rhetoric? Now they're losing any credibility. And in my eyes, of course, Republicans never have a whole lot to begin with. So, you know, I'm the gallery. But if they can be hit with this baseball bat today to say we claimed weapons of mass destruction, so we could go into Iraq, defeat it, kill its people, defeat its regime, and take its oil. You know, there is no hope for these conservatives. There isn't.
Well, the way they'll spin it, Gizmo, is just very simple. First of all, the average Republican who couldn't find his or her ass with both hands, the average Republican doesn't care a damn about the U.S. military, damn about dead foreigners. What these people will say, Republicans across the country will say, well, okay, so there might not have been any weapons of mass destruction, but then they'll pick up on the line that's being put out there by the Bush administration now. But the good part, the real advantage of our attack on Iraq, now we can get out of Saudi Arabia. And after all, that's why the terrorists came after us. It was because we had a military presence in their stupid-ass old holy land, you know, Medina and Mecca. Now we'll have our bases in Iraq. Of course, these same people who just 6 weeks ago or 6 months ago were saying, Saddam Hussein sent the bombers to the United States. So there's nothing that you can do, Gizmo. These people, Republicans, and I don't want to hear about moderate Republicans. I don't want to hear about Lincoln Chafee or Olympia Snow or any of these people. Every single Republican is a lying, murdering, killing, stupid thug. All of them. If they want redemption, get out of the Republican Party. You don't have to be a Democrat. Go be a Green, be an Independent, be anything you want. But get out of the Republican Party. As long as they're in the Republican Party, Gizmo, they are all sons of bitches, as far as I'm concerned. And I don't make a difference between moderates, centrists, extreme right-wingers. A Republican is a Republican. They are thugs and killers. I have no use for them.
Well, let me say this in leaving, Mike, that's why it's up to us, the Mike Malloy truth seekers out there, to keep reminding everybody we can, when we can, that war was about the weapons of mass destruction and the laundry list of lies that you read off in the second half hour
right,
of the show
right.
today, and a laundry list of innuendos and lies and scare talk that they read off to get us into war over there. And we can't let them forget that right up to the election. And I'm listening, Mike. You got a truth seeker for life here, okay?
Thanks, Gizmo. Drive safely.
Bye-bye.
All right, sir. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I see. I understand Gizmo's choking to death today when he read. However he read it. He either read it in Vanity Fair or like me. I haven't read it in Vanity Fair yet. I have read excerpts that are all over the internet now of Paul Wolfowitz saying what he said. I just thought to myself, no, this, even though I and the people who contribute to this program, whether they listen or send stuff in or maintain the website or produce the show or whatever, we knew this. We knew this. We knew this. We knew this. There was not a single justification for attacking Iraq. Was Saddam Hussein a butchering son of a bitch? Yes, he is. Should his own people rise up and lynch him? Yes, they should. How do we support that? By lifting the sanctions, which common sense people have been saying for 13 years. So I understand Gizmo's almost choking to death today. I felt the same way. Here sits Paul Wolfowitz, an embedded Zionist in this government, and there are several who are driving U.S. foreign policy. Now, that's not right. Zionism works for Zionists where they're trying to establish their form of religious government. Okay, go for it. But this is America, damn it. 8 Edelman, Wolfowitz, Abrams, Fife. It just goes on and on. Whose country is this? Well, it's not yours and mine. That's for damn sure. Now, kind of tangential to what Gizmo was saying, Greg in Maryland sent this in. He writes, where is the Democratic media ad consultant who is assembling all those quotes and video clips from the Bush administration about weapons of mass destruction existing in Iraq and superimposing them against yesterday's statement from the U.S. general about none of them exist? Where is the Democratic Party consultant, video expert, who is taking the interview from Vanity Fair with Paul Wolfowitz, where he says, well, just a political ploy that we use? Well, that, as Greg writes, that kind of political ad could win the next election for the Democrats. But alas, Greg writes, they sit on their asses. Well, beyond what Greg wrote, I would say where... Oh, Jesus, be careful, Malloy. I swear to God, you're going to pop an artery. How many, Kathy, how many Republican or Democratic senators are there? 48? I don't even know anymore. What does the enemy have? 52? Is it something like that? 48? I guess that's a split. Beyond Greg's question, where are the Democratic Party media consultants, I would ask, Where are the Democrats? If we have 48 Democratic senators, why is there not one a day somehow commanding a camera someplace from one of these puke networks? Every day, a Democratic senator brings this to the attention of the news media and the American public. Why isn't Senator Patty Murray, Senator Dianne Feinstein, Senator Barbara Boxer, Senator Hillary Clinton, Senator Blanche Lincoln. These are all Democratic senators. These are women. These are people who, for the most part, create and deliver life. These are the people who take the life out of their wombs and send it to die for George Bush. Now, why isn't there a Democratic senator every single day on the steps of the United States Senate, naked, if necessary, to get the camera's attention, calling this murderous bastard in the White House a murderous bastard? Why is that not happening every day? Until we have to start over again. 48 days, 48 senators, and then you start over again. Every single day. Where are the 209 Democratic Party members in the United States House of Representatives? every single day for 209 days, and then we start over again with a Democratic House member standing on the steps of the U.S. House of Representatives, naked if necessary to get the cameras, explaining to the American public how this murderous son of a bitch in the White House, well, committed murder. Is that possible?
Is it right to wish the poor man rich? Is it right to wish the rich man poor? Hope all that's well is well and fair. Wish not ever have to despair. Being so mad, and I'll start crying. No payoff for all my trying. To do it right, never fail. Wishing for some fairy tale. This would be fair. We warned you before you went out there. There's always a chance to get restarted. To a new world, new life scarred, but smarter. To a new world, new life scarred, but smarter.
You're strapped into 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
What magazine was the late Senator Paul Wellstone talking about when he said, at a time of growing media concentration, this magazine is an invaluable source of news and information that corporate media would too often prefer to ignore? He was talking about In These Times, a bi-weekly magazine of news, politics, and culture. In These Times has won more Project Censored awards than any other magazine. For 27 years, In These Times has provided groundbreaking coverage of the labor movement, feminism, grassroots politics, and minority communities. If getting a perspective other than what's in the mainstream media is important to you, In These Times is essential reading. In the words of best-selling author Barbara Ehrenreich, to people who say they're sick and tired of the corporate-dominated and celebrity-fixated news media, I say, stop whining and subscribe to In These Times. Do it now and find out what you're missing. Look for In These Times in bookstores near you or visit them on the web at www.inthesetimes.com. That's www.inthesetimes.com.
Place to be for entertaining weekend programming is IE America Radio Network. The Doug Seff and Talk Radio Countdown on Saturday mornings features the top 10 stories and issues in talk radio across the USA, followed by the Bobby Likas Car Clinic. If it has to do with your vehicle, Bobby Likas will tell you how to fix it the right way. The home improvement experts in Home Improvement USA will answer your home fix-up questions. And if you like antiques, you'll love Antique Talk with Christopher Kent. Pet owners, you can ask your questions about your loving pets during Talking Pets with John Patch. Sunday mornings begin with the best of Doug Steffen's Talk Radio Countdown, followed by the employee's lawyer, Stephen Sack. For you high-tech wizards, Into Tomorrow with Dave Grayline will keep you informed with the latest news on today's technology. Ramblin' with Ramsey will update you on the hot vacation spots around the world. Then the real animals come out during the live Sunday evening call-in show, Animal Talk.
It's a cross between Wild Kingdom and Saturday Night Live.
Mark Hannes, Dr. Brad Davis, and Donna Blumble will answer listeners' questions about pets from fish to feline. To get these programs, call 1-800-397-8255. For now, listen to us live on the web at ieamericaradio.com.
Animal Talk, not your father's radio program, take 47.
Tune in to Animal Talk this Sunday.
Yeah!
Animal Celebrity Boxing.
We're going to kick some butt!
Lightweight bout featuring fearless Felix the Cat.
What a cat!
And that dog on ice, Tonya Harding.
Tonya Harding, she'll fight anyone for a buck.
Animal Talk Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
Come on.
Mike Malloy is rational and, you know, I mean, whatever.
You want me fired, too?
I mean, I hate the guy. And
you hate me?
True.
You
why,
hate me?
Why not put something on that says he's a great goof liberal?
Goof?
Yeah, I just can't believe it.
The Mike Malloy Show, weekdays from 9 p.m. till midnight, Eastern Time on IE America Radio Network.
Common ground have absolutely nothing in common at all.
Get used to it. The innocent.
Spin Free Radio, only with Mike Malloy.
4 and a half before the hour. Driving and crying night on the program tonight. Rob is calling from Washington, D.C. Hey, Rob, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty well, sir.
Good to hear from you.
The fact is that, you know, you and I and Gizmo are all a little bit crazy, but we're smart enough to know that we've got, you know, a lot of good things at home and in our lives, but none of that changes the fact of how bad things are.
That's true. That's very true.
You know, and you've used the analogy of a tar baby, and that's a beautiful one, not only for Tony Blair, but for, you know, everyone who has allied themselves with Bush, thinking that, you know, they could, gain something in the short term, or even the Democrats who didn't stand up and fight, like dogs when this election was stolen in 2000.
Mm-hmm.
But I think with regards to America in general, whether it is, the debt ceiling being raised or, this incredibly dangerous, tax cut, not just dangerous because of its size or because of the debt that we're already in, but because of the fact that it's imbalanced. But the fact that you can actually have a cabinet member or you know, close advisor, whatever, what is he, deputy secretary of defense?
Wolfowitz, yeah.
Yeah. The fact that you can have a high-ranking official in the government stand up and blatantly brag about what surely would end up being impeachable offenses.
Oh my God!
If they were investigated, all of these things together really bring to mind for me another analogy that you've used so well, which is metastasis.
Yeah.
That is to say, the cancer cells breaking off and spreading throughout the body, and eventually leading to a horrible, painful death.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they used to talk about the cancer on the presidency when they were talking about Nixon.
This is a cancer on the United States.
Exactly. Yeah. We have gone way past the point of no return.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter what yardstick you use, whether it is politically or legally or fiscally or psychologically.
Mm-hmm.
We have now reached the point where simply winning the next election is not going to be enough. Nothing short of the complete overturning and reversal and discrediting of everything that this administration and this neocon movement stands for is going to save the United States of America.
I hear that loud and clear. Thanks, Rob.
Thank you.
All right, sir.
I figured they would be so honest and swap my blisters for their promise.
You're listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
Make me peace, and I will be the man you seek.
Brendan was spending the afternoon helping me pick out furniture for the new place.
The ladies are doing a little furniture shopping, are they?
That's scary. I hope you didn't make any choices without a professional.
Beanbag chairs for everybody.
God, help us. Bearskin rug.
I put the car in swinger, baby.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Do the Republicans or the Democrats have a clear vision for America that actually includes democracy, fairness, and justice? Do the Greens or the Progressives? How can we create a shared vision of the kind of future we want for our children? This is Tom Hartman, and for 2 hours every day, I'll be exploring these and many other issues with guests from a wide variety of viewpoints, as well as taking your calls. We'll be talking about the stories behind the stories in the day's news. That's the Tom Hartman Program, right here on the IE America Radio Network.
This is IE America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. Lawyers for Lacey Peterson's mother, Sharon Rocha, accompanied her this morning to the house Lacey and her husband Scott shared in Modesto, California. Her lawyers say Rocha is retrieving some of Lacey's personal items, including her wedding dress. Several car and pickup truckloads of boxes and other items have been taken from the home. She had been denied access to the house previously, and discussions over the past several weeks between her attorneys and Scott Peterson's defense team had not produced an agreement to allow the Rochas into the house. She apparently went into the home today without any permission and against the advice of her own attorneys. Peterson's attorney Mark Garagos said in the past they can't let anyone in the house at this time because it's simply not appropriate to remove anything from the house until all investigations are concluded. There's been no comment yet from Peterson's lawyers about today's developments. The government has reduced the national terrorism threat assessment level to elevated. The threat assessment was recently raised from elevated to high after terrorist bombings in Saudi Arabia and Morocco. Intelligence officials cited increased chatter in terrorist channels, similar to the amount of chatter before the 9/11 terrorist attacks. Elevated or yellow is the middle position on the national color-coded chart. The national terrorism threat level is assessed every day by the president, top intelligence, and homeland security officials.
Men and women, do you remember when you were thin? You look great no matter what clothes you put on. Now that great-looking body you once had no longer has to be a memory. Introducing Fat Inferno. Fat Inferno is a new diet supplement that cuts carbohydrates and increases your metabolism, all in one tablet. Fat Inferno boosts your metabolism so you burn off more calories even while you rest. In clinical trials performed on the active ingredients in Fat Inferno, people lost 320% more weight. So if you love to eat and don't want to count calories, fat, or carbs anymore, or try Fat Inferno. And with Fat Inferno, you'll melt away up to 7 pounds of ugly fat in the first week and one dress or pant size every 2 weeks thereafter, guaranteed. So if you love to eat, now you'll love to lose. Call now for your risk-free trial. Fat Inferno is safe, clinically proven, and guaranteed to work. Call toll-free 1-800-482-6158. That's 1-800-482-6158. 1-800-482-6158.
Negotiations between the Teamsters Union and the companies who haul cars to the big three automakers are coming down to the wire. The Detroit News reports that as a midnight Saturday strike deadline looms, automakers are already making contingency plans to get their new cars out to dealers. Wages, pensions, and health care are key issues. The Teamsters also oppose a company plan to let Canadian truck drivers continue their route after they cross the border into the U.S. Currently, they must be replaced by an American worker. 15 people were arrested today in Pittsburgh when members of the Service Employees International Union blocked traffic on Center Avenue during a rally for lower health care costs. Service workers with the University of Pittsburgh say the terms of a proposed new contract would give them a raise of about 24 cents an hour while increasing the cost of a family health care package from $110 to $192. After the rally at Chatham Center, a group of protesters delivered thousands of signatures to the UPMC office demanding more affordable health care. Union members have been negotiating a new contract since late last year and operating on month-to-month extensions. Police estimate between 70 and 100 people took part in the rally.
You're strapped in to 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engines!
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
Barbara Streisand has filed a $10 million lawsuit against a photographer for putting aerial photos of her Malibu, California estate on the Internet. Entertainment Tonight reports Kenneth Adelman has a website featuring a photographic layout of the California coast, including overhead pictures of Streisand's home. Adelman and his wife, who have been flying their helicopter for more than a year, took digital pictures of almost every square inch of the California coastline. Streisand, who's married to actor James Brolin, filed the hefty lawsuit last week in Los Angeles Superior Court, charging invasion of privacy and a violation of California's anti-paparazzi law. A spokesman for the 61-year-old Prince of Tides actress said Adelman reportedly refused to remove the photos of Streisand's house from his website when he was asked to do so. Streisand is seeking a jury trial. Stocks ended the day mixed. The Dow Jones Industrial Average jumped 139 points to 8850. The NASDAQ gained 20 points at 1595, and the S&P 500 rose 14 points to 963. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. A picture's worth a thousand words, so picture this. A toilet bowl. You know what car part is similar to that household favorite? Battery? Gas tank? No, those won't float. But when I come back, I'll tell you what does.
Doug is frugal.
Well, money doesn't grow on trees, you know.
The problem is, Doug is about to buy a used car.
Yep, and I'm going to get ripped off!
And Doug doesn't know about Carfax, which lets you check a used car's history to see if it's been in an accident, has accurate mileage, stuff like that. So you know your money's well spent.
So I might save thousands?
Exactly, Doug. Just go to CARFAX.com or ask your dealer for a Carfax vehicle history report.
Hey, how about we go halfsies on the car?
How about nunsies?
How about somesies?
No. Carfax, the truth about used cars.
What's the automotive equivalent of your toilet bowl? Your carburetor. Both have little floats that control levels of liquid. Ever lifted the top of a toilet tank and bent the rod to stop water from flowing? Carburetors have similar float valves that adjust fuel level. In toilets, the excess water streams harmlessly to the sewer. But in carburetors, surplus fuel flows into the motor, causing engine damage, decreased gas mileage, and air pollution. All good reasons to include carburetor checks in your annual inspections. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network. Right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Welcome back, 7 past the hour. Yeah, that's Kevin Kinney, Driving and Crying, the best band you've never heard of, All Night Tonight. Original music of Kevin Kinney and Driving and Crying in its various and sundry incarnations. The band was put together in the late 80s, hit their high point probably in the mid-90s. And you watch people who are very talented never seem to make that last step into the limelight that they deserve. I've seen this happen so many times with groups of musicians, especially. Driving and Crying used to they recorded several CDs, didn't they, Kathy? What, about 7 or 8, 9, 10? I don't know, just a bunch of them. About a dozen. Yeah, and Kevin about 5 solo. Most of a lot of them recorded on the Island label. 2 of them. It was a great, great band. I say past tense because it doesn't exist as it did back in the 90s. Now, Kevin is still touring. And occasionally some of the musicians will sit in with him. I'm sorry to go off on a rant here about Kevin Kinney. I love the music. He's from Milwaukee. Moved to Athens, Georgia. Hung out with Michael Stipe and other members in REM. Peter Buck. Good guy, too. Just a nice, nice person. So we're playing his music tonight. Todd is calling from Santa Fe. This is Todd, our commercial jetliner pilot, right?
How you doing, Mike?
Hey, Todd. Good to hear from you.
You are in fine form this week.
Well,
you are on fire, my friend.
Thank God it's Friday, pal.
Yes, it is. It's been quite a week. You got me drinking my tequila straight tonight.
Man. Hey, good for you. Good
there
for you.
There you go. Hey, I want to let you know you're still on KTRC here.
Oh, we are.
Yes, you are.
I don't know what happened the other night then. They had some right-wing screamer on there, I think.
I don't know. I've been listening to you on the internet, but you're live on KTRC
now
as we speak.
Well, that's good to hear.
But that's not why I called.
Okay.
The weapons of mass destruction. I think this is the beginning of some serious cracks in the Bush cabal. It's really interesting how the media has been spinning this lately, or lack of spin on it. You know, the story starting to get legs. And I find that very curious with regard to where our media is today.
Right.
They don't seem to be defending him. In fact, I caught a little bit of Aaron Brown on CNN tonight, which I don't watch too much, and he actually laughed at Ken Edelman.
Did he really?
Oh, he did. He laughed in his face.
Huh.
And, you know, these stories seem to be tumbling out, and the more that the Bush idiots try to explain this away, the stupider they look. And I do believe that there is, you know, I have this theory that you can only lie to the American public for so long, and then they're going to shut you down,
even if
they like you.
Do you think that still applies in the era of George Bush and a corrupt media? I hope you're right, but do you honestly think that still applies? I used to believe that.
Well, I'm trying to be an optimist here, and I just see a little glimmer of light at the end of this tunnel. And like I said, the media spin is very interesting. CNBC had a guy on tonight from the Brookings Institute.
Uh-huh.
And he came out and admitted. He said, I was a proponent of the war. I was, you know, convinced that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction. We were fooled. We are losing credibility in the world, and something has to be done with it. And I was kind of stunned to see somebody on, you know, from the Brookings Institution make those statements on national TV.
Here's a question for you. How can people like those involved, the example at hand, somebody with the Brookings Institute, people who are otherwise intelligent, one assumes, now this may be where I'm having a problem in assuming that these people are brighter than I am, or brighter than you are, or brighter than the average person who, say, listens to this program. We knew.
Oh, we did.
Didn't we? That this was a lie that was needed to shore up the invasion of Iraq, the hundreds of thousands, the couple of million people who demonstrated against this war, saying no blood for oil, who understood. Now, granted, it's not just the oil. The oil is nice, but also it's a permanent military, several permanent military bases in Iraq, which allows us to pull out of Saudi Arabia, which is the next country we're going to destabilize right after Iran and Syria.
Absolutely.
But how did we know it? And I have to say, and I'm not trying to be coy here, we of a relatively average intelligence where it concerns the intelligence community, perhaps political science, maybe we're a little bit above the norm here in our little clubhouse on this program, but we knew these were lies. How could somebody from the Brookings Institute, Todd, sit there and say, well, you know, we really thought, gee, how does that happen?
Because I think they're rats getting off the ship, Mike.
Is that it?
I think this is what it is, because I think they realize that they've all been had, and they're doing damage control now. And this is what we're going to see for the next few weeks. I mean, we're seeing people leave the Bush administration. We're seeing Ari the Mouth Fleischer leave. And, you know, I got to tell you, when you play those clips, I fall on the floor.
Yeah.
It's almost inconceivable that the man can stand up there and say what he says.
I
think people are starting to get hip to this, and I think people like yourself, the Internet is a powerful tool, you know, Democratic Underground, Buzzflash, all these great sites.
Mm-hmm.
I think people are really starting to say we've been had, the conservatives are starting to look bad, and they're going to save themselves. They'll flush Bush down the toilet to save themselves. They're selfish thugs.
I hope you're right. I hope we are seeing cracks. I hope we are seeing the beginning of a disintegration of a regime that never should have acquired power in this country. I hope you're right, Todd.
Well, they stole the power. I mean, they didn't acquire the power. They stole it. And I'll tell you, being overseas, in Great Britain, they are hammering Tony Blair.
Oh, he's in worse trouble than the Bush crime family, or George Bush, could possibly be in. First of all, they have a parliamentary system, but also they have a relatively free press.
Oh, yes. And the press is turning on them.
Oh, it's incredible. Plus, you have former government ministers now. Robin Cook is one. These government members of parliament or ministers who resigned in protest to this war are now saying, you know, what? No weapons of mass. Tony, what are you talking about? We don't have that in this country. We don't have Democrats who have the courage to stand out there and start screaming bloody murder about what this crime family did. We don't have that.
Isn't that sad?
Oh, it's awful.
Isn't it pathetic?
It is sad. It is pathetic. It's also criminal. And that's one of the reasons why I hate the Democratic Party leadership. Even though I'm a card-carrying Democrat, that's another reason why I swear to Christ, if they don't put a Democrat out there, I'm not going to vote. I'm not going to do it.
Yes, I agree with you so much. And you know, the fact is, we don't have any leadership in the Democratic Party.
Well,
you can't even call them leaders.
If they show some leadership, I'll reconsider that last statement. But look what's happening. Blair, I've got an article here in front of me that somebody emailed me. It's from, hold on a second, it's from The Independent, and the person that sent it to me, JB, he provided a link for the story. I clicked on the link. The story has already been removed from The Independent's website.
Wow.
The headline, and the dateline is 31 May 2003. I mean, that's today, right? What's today?
Yeah.
31 May. So I guess it's June 1st in the UK right now. But this came out today. The headline, Angry Blair says, quote, "We are too busy to find weapons of mass destruction," close quote. Now, it's written by a writer for The Independent. And it goes, it's a devastating article. I clicked on the link because I wanted to post this at my website when the program's over tonight. But when I clicked on the link, it comes back, "I'm sorry, the story you're looking for has been removed," or whatever. It's a damning story. It's just incredible. Blair saying we're too busy to find weapons of mass destruction. Now, I'll tell you, Tony Blair is going to lose his job.
Yes, he is.
And it's going to be a shame because, even though a lot of real liberals, liberals in this country saw Tony Blair as just kind of a Clinton-style Democrat, kind of a Republican light. But Tony Blair, as the prime minister, head of the Labour government, had put together the biggest majority that I can think of. I don't know that much about British parliamentary history, but I think Blair had, what, a 200-seat majority or something? I mean, it was just...
He had a huge majority,
He owned that government.
Yeah. Yes, he did.
And in that atmosphere, he has to lie and align himself with George Bush to the point that Robin Cook now is saying, the former foreign secretary, I believe, or whatever he is, the guy that resigned, he's now saying, we're not going to be fooled again. We're not going to do this again. And what he's referring to specifically is Iran.
Well, and the fact is, Mike, this the absolute arrogance of Paul Wolfowitz to give this interview to Vanity Fair magazine is what is going to bring these people down.
Well,
they have gotten to the point where they have so little respect for the American people that they are willing to stand up in the supreme arrogance and absolutely make that statement.
Brag about it.
Which is an appalling statement.
Yeah, brag about it.
Every day this week there has been an American killed in Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
Every single day.
That's right.
And for this man to stand up there and say that, and for people like Colin Powell to support that, I want Colin Powell to go look at the families of these people and look them in the eye and tell them why their sons and daughters died.
Apparently, in this country, Todd, a semen stain is a lot worse than blood stains.
Oh, so, don't we know that, huh?
So, Todd, thanks for checking in, pal.
Okay, Mike. You keep up the great work, buddy.
All right, sir. I appreciate your call.
We'll see you next week.
Have a good weekend. As Todd pointed out, Americans are dying. So are Iraqis. But again, let's be very jingoistic, nationalistic, just for a moment. American soldiers are being shot dead and blown to pieces. These are boys. I'm sorry. I don't care how much armament you stick on them. I don't care what kind of training you put them through. These are boys. These are 18 and 19-year-old boys. Sorry, that's what they are. And they are being slaughtered as Paul Wolfowitz sits there and says, guess what? It was just the political thing. We just wanted to get everybody on the same page.
And everything will be okay.
Everything will be okay.
Everything will be okay.
Everything will be okay.
In time, 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 in time. In time, 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 in time. In time, 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 in time.
I am driven.
We have our
to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free. 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
What magazine was the late Senator Paul Wellstone talking about when he said, at a time of growing media concentration, this magazine is an invaluable source of news and information that corporate media would too often prefer to ignore? He was talking about In These Times, a bi-weekly magazine of news, politics, and culture. In These Times has won more Project Censored awards than any other magazine. For 27 years, In These Times has provided groundbreaking coverage of the labor movement, feminism, grassroots politics, and minority communities. If getting a perspective other than what's in the mainstream media is important to you, In These Times is essential reading. In the words of best-selling author Barbara Ehrenreich, to people who say they're sick and tired of the corporate-dominated and celebrity-fixated news media, I say, stop whining and subscribe to In These Times. Do it now and find out what you're missing. Look for In These Times in bookstores near you or visit them on the web at www.inthesetimes.com. That's www.inthesetimes.com.
If you're looking for the latest in cutting-edge technology and the products that everyone is talking about, tune into tomorrow right here on the IE America Radio Network every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the highly interactive radio program with experts featuring the latest in consumer electronics, technology, computers, and the Internet. We cover all things cool, like digital photography and video, home theater and audio, home automation, gadgets and gizmos, the technology of making music, computer peripherals, HDTV, DVD, MP3s, car audio, navigation and security, and lots more. If it draws current, we talk about it. Let us bring you into tomorrow. Check out our website anytime at graveline.com and join us this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, here on the IE America Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Stephen Sack, and I host the Employees Lawyer Show on IE America Radio Network. We take calls from people all over the United States, and we help them in their job problems. So if you ever wondered what job rights you have and how to fight back, I'm the guy to call.
Listen to Stephen at his new time on Sundays from 9 a.m. until noon and rebroadcast from 9 p.m. till midnight.
For more information on my show or other shows on the IE America Radio Network, go to IEAmericaRadio.com. It's the best advice I can give.
Yes, I'm calling about
about the Michael Loy program. You know, the reason I turned this man off...
Why?
...is because he sounds like an 8-year-old.
Me?
Name calling.
I'm not an 8-year-old. I'm not.
You should get somebody who at least has some intelligence.
No, don't fire me. No. I got kids in college.
The Mike Malloy Show, weekdays from 9 p.m. till midnight, Eastern Time, on IE America Radio Network.
Revolution. When all our talk was patience and waiting and making a statement, oh, let's go dancing.
Got the flying monkey ride blues. Here's the cure, Mike Malloy.
24 past the hour. We're at 800 talk, yes. Charles is calling from Augusta, Georgia. Hey, Charles.
Mike, calling from the free speech ghetto.
Right.
I thought I'd get lost me for a second there.
No. Hey, you guys, you have to listen on the internet now. They don't. They won't carry us on radio stations.
No, right? I'm saying for a minute it was just blank space. I didn't hear anything, just silence.
Right now?
Until you said Charles calling from Augusta, I'm like, I was about to say, what happened?
Oh, sometimes when you're on hold, you can't hear anything.
Oh, okay.
No big deal.
Yeah, I've been out of the loop for a while, and I'm glad to be back in.
I'm glad you are, too.
Did you see Greg Palast this morning?
I did not. I understand he was on, C-SPAN?
C-SPAN. Right.
Yeah. I heard he did a pretty good job. My boy did a good job.
He sure did, and we had some... strong-arm Republican that called in and wanted to tell everybody how George Bush was a man's man.
Yeah, right.
And something I didn't know, but Greg told him told everybody that a veterans group had put up a large sum of money in Alabama.
Yeah.
For any serviceman that served with George Bush, if they could come forward and say, I served with George Bush, they could collect that money.
Huh.
And today, no takers.
Well, you know, how do you serve with a deserter, right?
It's kind of hard to do that.
Yeah. How do you serve with a coward? How do you serve with somebody who goes AWOL? How do you serve with somebody who says, no, I'm not going to join this war. Let somebody else go die in my place. I think I'll get my pappy to get me into one of these nice little safe units. How do you serve with somebody like that? Well, the answer is you don't.
And then you can get your flight suit on 20 or so years later and proclaim victory in Iraq.
Yeah, right.
And I think, Mike, what goes along with not finding any weapons of mass destruction is how do you declare victory in a war and you're still sending in troops? You're sending in more troops.
And people are dying. Well, you don't if you're not insane. You don't do that. You don't if you have an independent news media who will say you're a lying son of a bitch. You don't if you have an opposition party that will stand up and say, are you crazy? You don't if you respect the people of this country. But none of that applies to George W. Bush. He is a liar. There is no independent media in this country. The Democrats won't do a damn thing. And the American people couldn't care less. So, of course, Bush will say anything he can, that he wants to, that he feels like saying. And then these thugs like Paul Wolfowitz will give an interview for Vanity Fair and say, ha, 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 fooled your stupid asses. There were no weapons of mass destruction. You see what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Charles, it's their world, man. You and I are just passing through it.
But Mike, I agree with the callers who've called this evening and said that they see the cracks.
I hope.
I've noticed that the braggadocious talking, it's kind of died down in the last couple of weeks, and I think we are beginning to see the cracks.
I hope that's the case. Hey, thanks for checking in, Charles.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, sir. Appreciate your call. Quick break. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy.
Last night a mother drank 'em all away. No blue.
You're strapped in to 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H cooling gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H cooling gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm John Hamilton.
More than 1,000 workers in Canada's beef industry have been thrown out of work so far as slaughterhouses either slow down processing or close completely due to various international bans on Canadian beef imposed following the discovery of mad cow disease in the country. The Canadian government this week rejected a plea from the United Food and Commercial Workers to waive the waiting period on unemployment assistance like it did for those workers who were idle during the SARS scare in Toronto. As of now, Canada's beef industry is losing about $20 million a day, and 16 farms in three provinces are currently under quarantine.
As Oregon's state legislature slashes a range of government services in an effort to balance the budget, parents of school children in Eugene are shedding sweat and blood in an effort to save their schools, literally. After lost education revenues prevented a Eugene elementary school from replacing a retiring math teacher, more than 150 parents, teachers, and students showed up at the offices of Aventis Bioservices offering to sell their plasma to raise funds. Only about 15 volunteers qualified, and according to Aventis manager Alf Mobius, while they've raised more than any bake sale could have, they're still a long ways off from the $73,000 in wages and benefits that it costs to hire a teacher for a year.
So far, we're just rounding over $1,000 for those guys. They're becoming regulars here, and we enjoy seeing them here. And can you think of a better cause?
While the campaign has raised the profile of Oregon's education crisis, it's done little to alleviate the problem. Recently, educators throughout Portland agreed to teach for 2 weeks without pay.
Blackouts have begun in Israel as maintenance workers for the state-owned electric utility stop repairs and upgrades to the country's power grid in protest of plans to privatize their jobs. While the Israeli government has threatened to use force to compel workers to make repairs to the grid, it has not done so yet.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Get things in my mind, and I say, let's try this.
Here's Nancy in the background. Nancy.
Oh,
Nancy.
Am I on the air? Oh.
Hello.
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 Sorry.
You're sorry you're on the air?
I'm glad I didn't say something I really shouldn't have said.
Really? You should have heard what she was telling me a minute ago.
Wow.
Bite me, doughboy.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Was broken in the morning.
Ammunition against right-wing rhetoric. Get locked and loaded with Mike Malloy.
Twenty-seven before the hour. Well, thanks to a lot of you, apparently this story from The Independent is back at the website. Headline, Angry Blair says, quote, we are too busy to find weapons of mass destruction. So to everybody who located that for me, thank you. I will post this at my website, the link to it, when the program's over tonight, so you can peruse it at your leisure over the weekend, don't you know. Scary stuff out there tonight. Bush, as you know, is in Poland. He's going to be touring. Is that the right word? He's going to be touring death camps. I think Auschwitz and Birkenau. Is that and what is hideous about this is that his own grandfather financed the regime that built those death camps in Poland. It's just outrageous. I mean, how Jewish people or Polish people? Well, as far as the Poles are concerned, I got an email from our Polish American correspondent who lives in Chicago, Adam. Where did I put it, Adam? Who has connections to the Polish press, and apparently the Poles are not happy that this little rat bastard is in their country. As a matter of fact, the mayor of Krakow, Poland, was ordered not to show up for the reception for George Bush. It's his city, right? It's his city. And these people feel they can order. Where is it? Here it is. These people feel they can order. The Bush people feel they can order heads of cities or heads of state. Well, sure. This is from Adam in Chicago, my Polish conspiracy guy. He's got some stuff here. Some of it is in Polish and some of it's in English. This is from one of the newspapers or websites in Poland. Such security measures were unseen even during the visits of the Pope. They're talking about, now I'm cleaning up some of the Polish to English here, but regarding Bush's visit. It says the visit takes only 17 hours, but the airspace 50 kilometers around Krakow and Auschwitz is closed for the whole 29 hours. Large parts of the city are closed for traffic, causing a lot of anger and frustration. The streets are to be guarded by more than 2,000 policemen, an unknown number of Secret Service and FBI agents. The people on the streets who would like to see the guests cannot have any backpacks on them or glass or metal objects, and everybody will be searched. Bush is scared for his life, as always. Hotel Holiday Inn, which is one of the two mentioned as possible place for George's stay, the other one is Copernicus, is being occupied by American Secret Service already for more than a week. There are radar installations on the roof and metal detectors everywhere. Administration requested that the historical bells at the Wawel Castle be silenced, and even the clock on the tower must be stopped so nothing can interrupt his speech. Initially, Americans requested that all the constructions done at the Wawel for the occasion, stair steps, etc., be made of solid concrete. But they backed off when the museum authority vigorously objected. It goes on and on. I mean, okay, a little more here. A major controversy started when 2 days ago American administration demanded that the mayor of Krakow, Professor Jacek Maszrowski, should not participate in the welcoming ceremony or any other ceremony with Bush. Professor Maszrowski is known for his very critical comments on Bush and the war in Iraq. For example, quote, America was unable to stomach Saddam murdering his own people using gas and other primitive methods. They proposed to use a modern technology. We know that nothing has such good influence on the human rights as the massive attacks of B-52 bombers, end quote. After American request that he stay away, the professor, the mayor, stated that, quote, Bush does not understand the norms of diplomacy. It is him who will be the guest in Krakow. It is strange that guests dictate where the host should or should not be, end quote. As a result of this controversy, the City Council of Krakow decided not to participate in any meetings with the American delegation and not to give G.W. Bush the customary present, which was already prepared for him, the old painting of the panorama of Krakow. Unbelievable stuff, isn't this? I mean, this is from Adam, our Polish correspondent in Chicago, who emailed this to me. It's beyond arrogance, isn't it? It's beyond hubris. It's beyond. It's dictatorial imperialism. To go to Poland and order the mayor of Krakow to stay home, to order that bells stop. Jesus Christ! I mean, where have I heard this before? The bells will not ring when I speak. Time will stop. I mean, this is, oh my God, unbelievable, huh? And then he's going to walk the path. Is it a path? Is it a motorcade? What? Between, what did I say? Birkenau and Auschwitz? Where two of the primary killing camps used against the Jews of Europe, financed in part by George W. Bush's grandfather? Where's Ariel Sharon on this one? Where's Ken Edelman? Where's Douglas Feith? Where's Elliot Abrams? Where's Paul Wolfowitz? Here this little rat bastard is going to walk the path that only God knows how many Jews, men, women, and children walked to the slaughter, to the Zyklon B, to the gas chambers built by a psychopath who was financed by Bush's grandfather. And Bush will stand there where, on ground where hundreds of thousands and ultimately millions of people were executed because of their religious belief. And George Bush will stand there and talk about evil. And how evil unchecked. He will make his filthy comparisons again to this tin pot nobody, Saddam Hussein, with Satan on earth himself, Adolf Hitler. George Bush's presence there trivializes the death of 8 million people. George Bush's presence at these death camps in Poland denigrates these deaths. Children, women, men, old people, young people, professionals, workers, slaughtered because of their religious belief. By a regime funded in part by Bush's grandfather. And this rat bastard will have the audacity to stand at Birkenau or Auschwitz and talk about evil. Sometimes there's just nothing to say. It just staggers me. I don't know about you. I guess it was in the late 60s, maybe, that I read the book Treblinka. And then I read Elie Wiesel. I read Knight. Then almost any time I could get my hands on a historical accounting of the Holocaust, I would read it. I could not believe that such a thing happened. Well, I was alive. I was just a tiny little baby, but I could not believe what I was reading. When Elie Wiesel, as a child, watches the piles of burning Jewish children and raises his face to heaven, declares there is no God. Have you read that book? Night. It's stunning. And we have, as an unelected fraud in this country, a man whose family, whose grandfather helped finance the Holocaust. Dear God in heaven, if there is a God, he must be drunk, stoned, dead, something.
And Bush is going to walk Birkenau? Auschwitz? Nadine is calling our Honolulu bureau chief. Nadine, welcome to the program.
How are you, Mike?
I'm just peachy keen.
Yes, I can hear.
Hey, it's easy for you to say. It's only about, what, 7 o'clock in the evening out there?
No, actually 6.
6, yeah, well.
You're on daylight time.
Yeah, there you go.
Anyway, you were asking a very important question. Why is it that the Democrats are not standing at the steps of the Capitol screaming bloody murder every day?
Right.
Well, there are two reasons.
Okay.
One of them, they've tried it. I have been watching C-SPAN, and yes, they've tried it. And the only place where you see them doing this is C-SPAN.
Well, that's why I said if they have to, get naked. Get a female representative and a male representative and have them both get naked and start making out on the steps of the U.S. Capitol. That'll bring the cameras, and then then immediately throw on their robes and stand there and say, did you know Bush is a lying son of a bitch that sent 150 Americans to their deaths and God knows how many Iraqis? I don't care what it takes, Nadine. I'll do it.
I know.
If Barbara Boxer will meet me on the front steps of the Capitol, I'll get naked with her. I'll start making out with her. I'll get the damn cameras, and then she can make the speech.
I know, but that's one of the reasons. The other reason is that the few times that they've actually managed to get the cameras in there, like when Hillary Clinton actually was extremely critical of Bush, what was it, 3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Basically, that was blown out of proportion and taken into places where it shouldn't.
Well, but you know what I'm going to say, Nadine. These Democrats don't have the courage God gave a pissant. All they have to do.
Oh, I agree with you.
They know how to do it. There's ways to get the camera on you. There are ways.
You want to see the email I sent you the recent pass to the DNC.
No,
but,
I don't
think maybe you do.
I don't think maybe I should.
Yes, maybe you should. Now, insofar as the cracks, yes, they're there.
The cracks in this regime.
Yes.
Okay.
And the reason why I'm saying is I have been following the British side of this story as well because they're tight.
Mm-hmm.
And you can bet that once Parliament calls for their own special session,
yeah,
and they fire Blair, they will jumpstart Congress.
I
the cables are hooked.
I hope. You're right. If ever a man who has been called President of the United States deserves to be impeached,
it's this one.
And the
problem is that the press is starting to get critical. While I was listening to you, I was literally navigating the common suspects.
Uh-huh.
And I am finding out that they're really getting extremely critical. I did email you some stories.
Right.
You may want to post the links later on.
Uh-huh.
But one of them is from The Guardian. And you may want to add to your lexicon the Waldorf files.
The which files?
Waldorf.
Waldorf?
From the Waldorf Astoria in New York.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. The meeting between Jack Straw and Colin Powell.
Mm-hmm.
Where both of them said, this is all, I'm going to say a bad word. Oh, I can't say that one. This is all BS.
Where
they both agreed that the people they worked for, Tony Blair and George Bush, were lying through their teeth.
Exactly.
Right. I've got that, and I will post it.
Now, purely on the rumor mill, and you will see this developing, mostly I do sometimes talk to some acquaintances that happen to be connies. They're acquaintances, not friends.
Yeah.
But one of them actually was telling me that they have the rumor going that apparently some of our troops were exposed to this crap in the Gulf and are now at Walter Reed.
Right.
At which point I used some logic on him and said, if that was the case, why isn't this at the 6 o'clock news?
If any of our people, like British soldiers, were exposed to any toxic agents that are making them sick, or will cause them to give birth to genetically deformed children, it'll be because of the weapons we used.
Oh, well, yes, I know that.
Right.
I know that. But he was claiming it was Iraqi WMDs.
Right.
And that's why I said, okay, excuse me, but You may have service in the military. He claims he does. Okay, I'm not going to question it too much.
Uh-huh.
But if this was the case, why isn't this in the 6 o'clock news?
Well, sure. Well, sure. Absolutely.
Now, regarding the moderate Republicans.
Hurry. We're almost out of time here.
Yeah, I know. We've been working on some of our locals. And the problem that we're having with these people, some of which are basically thinking of going independent.
Right.
Is that literally making that leap is very difficult.
Sure.
That's why I've been telling to people, reach across to the moderate Republicans. Some of them are ready to put country before party.
Well, I'd love to see it happen, Nadine. In the meantime, until they do, as far as I'm concerned, like I said earlier tonight, every Republican is a traitor to this country. Hey, listen, Nadine, got to leave it there, dear. Thank you for checking in with us tonight. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Strapped in to 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engines!
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-800-444-1984. That's 444-1984. 1-800-444-1984.
Do you want to own a computer but have less than perfect credit, bad credit? No problem. If you have a checking or savings account and can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months, Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved. Guaranteed. You heard right. You're approved for a brand new name brand computer. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now. If you can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months, and have a checking or savings account, you're already approved. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now and tell us where you want your brand new name brand computer delivered. If you can afford $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, your brand new state-of-the-art PC will be on its way. Guaranteed. Bad credit, no problem. Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved for the computer of your dreams. Guaranteed. Call right now, 1-800-823-0157.
The IE America Radio Network delivers progressive information and entertaining programming throughout the week and weekends. The Doug Steffen Talk Radio Countdown on Saturday mornings features the top 10 stories and issues in talk radio across the USA, followed by the Bobby Likas Car Clinic. If it has to do with your vehicle, Bobby Likas will tell you how to fix it the right way. The home improvement experts in Home Improvement USA will answer your home fix-up questions. And if you like antiques, you'll love Antique Talk with Christopher Kent. Pet owners, you can ask your questions about your loving pets during Talking Pets with John Patch. Sunday mornings begin with the best of Doug Steffen Talk Radio Countdown, followed by the employee's lawyer, Stephen Sack. For you high-tech wizards, Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline will keep you informed with the latest news on today's technology. Ramblin' with Ramsey will update you on the hot vacation spots around the world. Then the real animals come out during the live Sunday evening call-in show, Animal Talk.
It's a cross between Wild Kingdom and Saturday Night Live.
Mark Hannes, Dr. Brad Davis, and Donna Blumba will answer listeners' questions about pets from fish to feline. To get these programs, call 1-800-397-8255. For now, listen to us live on the web at ieamericaradio.com.
Hello, this is Andy Dave Rush inviting you to join the fun on Home Improvement USA. Great guests and experts offer home improvement advice and keep us updated on new products and technologies. On Home Improvement USA, we give away terrific prizes to all our callers. Join me, Handy Dave, along with Ken Walchek on location at Clark Devon Hardware in Chicago and engineer and handyman Jay Brentlinger for Home Improvement USA. 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 Pacific on Saturday. Don't miss it. Home Improvement USA.
We broadcast it on Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific on IE America Radio Network.
The Peter Werby Show is now airing at a new time. Hi, it's Julene Jordan. The IE America Radio Network has added many exciting new shows to the lineup, and in doing so, the Peter Werby Show has a new time slot. It's weekdays, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we share with you progressive views about peace and social justice that you won't find in the corporate and conservative media. Join us, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern, on the IE America Radio Network. For more information, go to www.ieamericaradio.com.
We'll have to do that Monday.
Finally, the majority has a voice in talk radio. Here's Mike Malloy.
It's about four and a half before the hour. Kathy says you say Billy Shears, right?
Yeah. Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Doing fine. Calling from Maryland, Baltimore.
Baltimore.
And this is your first time calling?
Yes, it is.
Welcome aboard, sir.
Yeah. Listen, the reason I called, I just wanted to let you know, I couldn't believe when Clinton was in office how the Republicans just, you know, really hated this guy, went after. I didn't understand it. I couldn't understand it. But after 9/11 and when I finally realized what happened, and you touched on this several times about they knew what was going on. Mm-hmm. I really understand the disdain and the hatred that someone can have for this guy. And I hope that you can mention 9/11 and that they knew about this every day.
Well, I've gone from being suspicious, like most of us were, once the evidence was presented to us, once the timeline was presented to us of what happened on September 11th, not unlike the timeline that is a matter of historical fact where it concerned the execution of John Kennedy, where military units are ordered to stand down, where the FCC is ordered not to do certain things, where the bin Laden family and Saudi royals are spirited around or out of the country, George Bush, all of it. I have gone from being suspicious to being about 98% convinced that not only did they know, they being the Bush crime family, that some horrible event was going to occur here, but they actually encouraged it. And that makes me sick. It makes me sick to feel that.
I know. I
can't believe I'm thinking and feeling that. I just.
I know. When I was faced with the realization of that, I was almost in tears. I couldn't believe it.
Right.
But I just wanted to mention that to you, and I appreciate you letting me on.
Well,
love your show.
Thank you so much, Billy Shears. I hope you call again.
Will do.
All right, sir. Take care. We're about out of time. I don't want to put any more calls on because we'll just have time to say hello and goodbye. So. However, I did want to thank, Jim in Arkansas for a lot of the music he provides, our music editor, what do we call him, music bureau chief, who provides a lot of music for the program. Also, Mark Marshall and Maximum Interactive for the new website. Thanks, Mark. Program engineered in Detroit tonight by Stephanie Stryker, produced here in Atlanta by Catherine Bay. Robin Bittman announces, I'll see you Monday. I hope, I honest to God hope. Take care. Have a great weekend, Kevin Kinney, wherever you are.
Listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
From
the network that brings you different points of view from the likes of Peter Werby and Mike Malloy. Now a different point of view on the news. IE America is proud to present WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. WINS is a unique news service that focuses on issues that affect our daily lives. WINS is not about what big business wants you to hear. WINS is about us. To hear WINS, go to IEAmericaRadio.com and click on WINS. If you like what you hear, call your local radio station and say you want WINS. It's something different. It's from IE America and WINS. The Peter Werby Show is now airing at a new time. Hi, it's Julene Jordan. The IE America Radio Network has added many exciting new shows to the lineup, and in doing so, the Peter Werby Show has a new time slot. It's weekdays, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we share with you progressive views about peace and social justice that you won't find in the corporate